How do I make this less sensitive, this fucking thing?
Sounds fine. Since you've stopped clattering around, like literally moving and smashing into everything in your office.
I like to move.
You can get some cream for that, by the way, Pilch.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 105.
Five?
Countdown.
Is it five?
Is it not 105? Yeah, I think it's 105.
I don't know. I thought it was 105 last week, wasn't it?
I don't know. Somebody didn't update the number on here then. Is it 105 or is it
105? No, I'm referring to your error.
Oh, I did do an error. I did a boo-boo, didn't I, last week? I can reuse that one though, can't I, this week? Because... Yeah. I made the wrong graphic. Yeah, there was never a graphic made.
You were here last week.
No, but I still had to make the graphic, and I made it episode 105 instead of 104. Mm. Is that all right?
I noticed that straight away.
No, standards are slipping. It's disgraceful. My name's Fraser. I'm joined on my left by Dave.
Hello.
On my right by Neil. And on... the diagonal to my left down below is Pilch.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, yes. Wonderful. It's good to be back. Thank you. Like... Thank you. He's very cultured.
Stop talking over him, Neil. Stop talking
Sorry.
Over him.
Come on, this is professional
it's
podcast
rude. Stop
now.
Talking over him.
We generate income. We're professionals. sweet Twitch money. Did you guys resub to the Twitch channel?
Of course. Fuck yeah. I was in there straight away.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, thanks for covering for me last week. I just needed... I couldn't be arsed, no. My wife, for my wife's 50th birthday, I bought her a trip to Iceland. So she went to Iceland last week with her friend, someone she actually likes. And so this...
Oh, right, so you paid for it to go away, yeah.
And... yeah, it's one of those things. Like, it doesn't stop, right? When you're the God bless single parents. That's all I can say. You know, how do they do it? It just doesn't stop. One minute you've got to walk the dog, next minute you've got to make food, you know, you've got to earn the money, you got to do this. It just didn't stop. And so when it got to Friday, I was just like, I was cooked. And so I know you. I have such three capable other hosts on this podcast that.
No, we were here last week. What are you talking about? Who's the other frick you talking about?
Hey! So anyway, I appreciate that, boys. Thank you very much. Let's dive in. I think definitely we're going to have a fantasy league chat to start.
Oh my God. Do we have to?
Well, I think you should pick up the reins and
well, I don't know what to say about fantasy league. Other than I don't know if there's going to be one this weekend.
Well, I... checked and there's only five games listed
at the moment. There's five games.
Oh well, they'll be cancelled.
Is one of them though? Not sure that one's going ahead. Tottenham, they've had three games cancelled.
Yeah,
already.
No. Yeah, we was ready to play Leicester, and they're the ones that cancelled it on Thursday. So
okay,
we should be all right. Tottenham haven't lost for 3 weeks. I'm enjoying this COVID stuff.
Yeah, so I went to make a couple of changes and then I thought, screw it. So I wholesale just pulled everyone out and played that free hit.
For this weekend?
Yeah.
Do you know, that's not a bad shout this week, is it?
Yeah, so hopefully...
Can you have more than three players from each team then, if you play the free hit?
No.
Okay.
No, you still have to adhere to the rules.
Apart from the whole budget.
What was interesting was... the amount of teams that just aren't fielding strikers right now. Like, there were a load
it's
of...
Quite annoying, isn't it? Tired.
Sorry.
Yeah. Dave's got an animal between his legs. Yeah, anyway, so we'll hopefully we'll see how that goes. I mean, in terms of updates, there were games midweek and it all just went screwy again, right, with teams not playing.
That Tottenham-Leicester game was like, I was banking on that to save me in that, because it's the cup started this week, I don't know if you noticed, or last week.
Okay, there's
the cup where you get drawn against a random team in the league, in the main league, this is.
Oh, yeah. So,
game week 16 was the first round of the cup. I managed to get through that. Don't know if any of you clocked it, but I got knocked out in the midweek games because basically half my team didn't fucking play.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Bummer. Yeah, where is that?
Where it says leagues, there's a little box that you click to say cups.
League of Leila, General Cups, Chelsea Cup, Canada Cup, Overall
Cup. General Cup it would have been, I think, believe. The main
General
one.
Cup? Overall Cup. Oh, I lost. I'm out.
Overall, yeah.
Jesus, the guy I lost got 90 points. Who the hell? Oh, that was screwed. Game weeks 16. Yeah, I lost that one straight away. Oh, well. Yeah. So Christian, anyway. Did you see Christian's score this week?
Yeah, I see he took out Ronaldo, didn't he, I think, and put in Harry Kane something, I noticed. And I was like, that's a bit daft, putting Harry Kane in. He still smashed it anyway. I was like, oh, well, whatever.
Well, Kane didn't play, so I think he still got his, because he made Kane his captain. I think he still got vice captain points.
Yeah.
From Salah. So I don't know. Anyway, the guy's running amok.
Yeah, it's taking the piss out of me anyway. On my position.
Anyway, I dropped a place, so I'm down to fourth. Baron von Glauer has jumped ahead of me to third. Let's just do a quick. So we got Christian at number one. Tim Kelly's been, we don't mention Tim very much because he's just got that sort of no man's land spot at number two. He's just been stuck there, right? Christian's too far ahead. Christian's too far ahead to catch up right now. You know, so there's not going to be any change soon. And then there's sort of this scrappy little mess underneath him. Fletch is at fifth. Neil. It's the Isaacs. All the Isaacs after that. Neil at six, Adam at seven, and Lou at eight. Then John Wilson at nine, Paul Davis at 10, and Scott Patton at 11. So there you go.
Scott Patton beat me the other week. That's how bad it got.
Yeah.
Team with like four players that aren't even in the league at the minute.
Is he one of the players that just isn't doing anything? No. Oh my God, he's got a sea of exclamation marks in his team. Yeah. I can't even look at
He still managed to beat me the other week. just too embarrassing. There we go.
I mean, that's the best thing about fantasy is you make these sort of, you sit there and you pore over it and you make these absolutely, you get out your scientific calculator and you make all these changes or whatever, and then everybody just performs like shit. You'd be better off being a monkey with a stick.
Well, I've made some good transfers. I put in Dennis. I took out Vardy. No, hang on. No, I took out Huang from Wolves because he's not been playing much. Put in Dennis. He scored. Great. Took out Phil Foden and put in another what's his name? Jared Bowen from West Ham. And yeah, it went all right on the Friday night with Dennis and West Ham, of Watford, but then it went a bit shit since because Foden's now scored the other day when they smashed it 7-0. So yes, I've put the curse on everyone, as per usual.
Oh, that's right. Anyway, we're still a long way to go. So,
it's a marathon, not a sprint, I think, is the cliche.
Yeah, it is a cliche, but it's true. Nothing I don't think to report on the Twitch channel. I don't know. Anybody do any streaming? I think no. I did a bit of streaming on Sunday.
You were playing some Halo, I think, weren't you?
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. Was I streaming that?
You were.
I
can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I jumped on, like, you were about the same place that I stopped that day. I was like, oh, you're there.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got to a boss and he absolutely just beat the shit out of me and beat me to dinner until I just had to turn off and walk away and face him later.
Well, we'll talk about that in a little while, no doubt.
Yeah. Nothing to report on the Discord channel. I have in here just a community thing is to talk about. I was enjoying the veteran gamers yesterday listening to Chinny talk about The Simpsons Tapped Out that he's been playing. Okay. Anybody listen to that yet?
I did, but I'm not. I've never played it, so.
I just want to say, it's not the fact about the game. It was just the fact the way Chinny came across talking about it. He sounded like someone confessing the dirtiest of secrets. Like he felt, it was almost like there was a sense of relief that he got it off his chest and had said to the group that he's like playing this game all the time. Yeah, do you know,
isn't that what podcasts are for? Is for like confessing all of your sins.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that made me laugh. It was good to hear that. It was a good laugh. And I really enjoyed listening to Podcast and Chill this week.
Podcast and Chill.
What's that?
Joysticks and Chill. I can't even remember the name of the podcast. What does that tell you, boys?
Why are you listening to an album?
Have you started listening again? Have you started listening from week one?
That's what we should do. Yeah, I might start listening from episode one again. Come on, boys, pull your fingers out.
That was a bit rude. I didn't mean that. That was rude.
Fuck it. Right. Let's move on. We love you, boys. Please get another podcast out. We miss you, as does everyone.
I reckon it's coming. Feel like I can feel it in my loins.
Right. Okay. Right. So I think we're gonna fill up a great amount of space with what's coming next. So this is officially our Game of the Year podcast.
Yes.
Well, that was the plan, I think.
Yeah.
I'm terrible at paying attention to this. I thought it was coming in a week or two. But anyway, here it is today. Game of the Year. Welcome, everyone, to the Game of the Year show. Right. So, you know what? Neil, how would you like to run through this? I feel like this is...
I don't know. How do you want to... Like, we've got a few community entrants for Game of the Year.
Yeah, I think just if you guys want to take this those? And just... Yeah, take this and just take over and run through it.
We'll poo-poo these ones, and then we'll tell them what the Game of the Year actually is.
Yep. Guys, it sounds like game punchers. All right, then.
Who wants to do that, then?
Neil, you do it.
Oh, fine. I'll do it, then. So, I did tweet out whenever it was. Started it a bit early Tuesday to get a few people in. It's not been massively loads of people doing it, but that's fine. We appreciate all the ones that have bothered. So the first one back, I think, was Marty, Greasy Fish Lips, who said his Game of the Year was Halo Infinite, and It Takes Two was his runner-up. And he says, no worse game apart from Life. That shit at times. Merry Christmas. So I know he's had a bit of a rough time of it, but hopefully sounded like things were going in the right direction a bit for him. So let's hope that carries on.
Well, let's hope so. And so thank you. Go ahead, Pilch.
I was just going to say, we did have a bit of a format. Looks like some of them have stuck to it, but not sure about the others. So basically, we asked for Game of the Year.
Runner-up.
A runner-up, and then either the worst game or something that it was disappointed with. So that's the theme we're running with. So if anyone's added, like, 30 games...
We haven't read them all out.
Do you want to comment on any of?
I don't know.
We'll run through them first, and then
we'll just do them all.
Well, there's no point. Yeah, do them all because there's no point commenting on each one. Otherwise, we'll just keep going over and over, won't we?
Yeah. So then, Ian Williams.
No! I think we should rip some apart.
Okay.
Come on. Otherwise, we're going to get lost. Let's give Marty his due time. Because
well, figures. I don't know.
Oh man! Actually, they are crossed out. Loads of them are crossovers, right? All right, sorry, I'm interrupting. You go. You do it how you see fit. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
We can talk about them all at the end. How about that?
Yes, Dad.
We get them all out in the open. Okay, so Ian Williams was next. Shut up. right, Ian Williams was next. And it said, so far, which is, it's getting to the end of the year, so... If it's not going to, it's going to have to take something now to change this. He said Hades was his Game of the Year with Halo Infinite a close second. And the worst game he's played was Control. And says, thanks for keeping us all entertained. Well, thanks for tweeting in here. Right, Lord, here we go. He didn't stick to the rules, obviously. Okay, so my Game of the Year is It Takes Two. He was happy about that last week, wasn't he, at Game Awards. And his runner-up was Forza Horizon 5. And he's also given an honourable mention to Omno, which I know Fraser played. I don't know if anyone else did. And the worst game, he said, was 12 minutes of my life I will never get back. And just a little dig says, most over-mentioned game was Inscription, just for me. I don't know what he's talking about. Never heard of it. Right, Christian wrote an email, so we have got a couple of... It's a worthy email, though, in my opinion. So he says, evening, boys, hope you're all well. My games of the year are... One of them's been deleted, quickly. Cheeky fucker. Three was Inscription, as fantastically bonkers as Neil said. This is not my words, this is Christian's words. Anyway, two is runner-up. Was New World. It says, never played an MMO before, but this has hooked me. A lot of the game is locked off to me as I'm Billy No Mates and keep getting my arse handed to me, lol. And the game of the year for him was Valheim, which people may have forgotten, which actually came out this year.
Yeah, good shout.
This game was brilliant, and it will go down as one of my fondest gaming memories. The community was amazing, everyone helping each other, passing on knowledge, and just digging in and helping out. He says, I lost my dad to COVID this time last year, and the weeks we spent on this really helped me. Long live Seelheim. Yeah, they were some pretty cool times, I've got to be honest. And I've not really experienced that. I don't think anything like that before. So,
You haven't experienced anything like Valheim?
Not anything like getting everyone involved like that, like we did. Like
it was good.
People. Yeah.
It was good. I didn't dive in as deep as perhaps I would have liked. I feel like I didn't have the time to devote. Like Christian and Matt were in there, and Mark.
I was in there a lot.
You were in there a lot. You and Dave. You were sort of medium like me, weren't you? Yeah, we did a bit.
I think he definitely played more than you did.
I got to a point. Yeah. Well, I did put in quite a bit at the start, and then I got to a point where it just everyone was doing everything anyway, so I just came back in and reaped the benefits.
Yeah, that's about right. That last bit, anyway. And he's finally. Yeah, okay, that's the last of the game of the year stuff. Should we come back to this last bit, or we would talk about game of the year? Or should we just read the rest of his email now?
Sure, go ahead.
What, with reading the email?
Whatever you want, go on. Grab it by the balls. Grab it by the scruff of the neck. Okay. Show it's
he just adds, at the end of his Game of the Year chat, says, not sure if you're old enough to remember the show My New Best Friend. He just found it. It's wonderful cringy on 4OD, which is Channel 4. So do yourself a favour and watch it. I've not heard of that. If you ever think about doing a clip show, I'm assuming this is of our podcast, I must recommend episode 61, where Fraser is reading the email about Bonnie being scooped out. He has me in bits every time. I can't remember this, funny enough. But maybe I'll go back and listen to that. It sounds gross. Anyway.
Bonnie being scooped out. Yeah, that was the insides of, was it the insides of the dog had been scooped out?
Who's sounds that? Like it. Sounds yeah. like it to me, but yeah.
Yeah, her insides have been scooped out.
Anyway, he says, hope you all have a wonderful Christmas. And yeah, same to you, Christian. Maybe we'll get back on the Valheim at some point. I know it's had quite a few updates.
Christian and I are friends on Facebook now.
Ooh, look at you. I don't go on Facebook, so I have no idea what's going on Facebook.
Same old shit.
So I think that's everything we've had from the listeners for the end of the year.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to
talk about? Our game of the year now?
Yeah, let's do ours now. Do you want to talk about what they've said first?
Or... Yeah, well, let's go over the games that was mentioned. So, Halo Infinite. I think that was. I don't know. I can see why a lot of people like that game. There's a lot of people got nostalgia for the old games. I wouldn't say it's game of the year. I wouldn't even say it's a game of the year. I don't think it's actually. I think it's still in beta. I don't think
it's not quite finished, is it?
That's no. They've slapped a
maybe it'll be a game of 2022.
Maybe they've slapped a Halo skin on a Assassin's Creed game with the amount of stuff on the map.
That's harsh. No, it's better than any Assassin's Creed game I've ever played.
Yeah, I've got this on my games to talk about today. So
Yeah.
Well, I've just got off my chest what I've thought about it.
Okay, spit it out now, Dave.
Yeah.
This is where Dave tells everyone.
This is where Dave gets. Oh, I've kicked Dave off the tool. Oh, yeah, what's happened?
So, go on. All right, let's talk about Halo then. Right, go on.
No, let's talk about Halo when we talk about it properly.
Okay. I haven't played It Takes Two. I don't know if anybody else has.
I've played a bit of it.
Yeah,
I've finished it.
I can see why people. It's excellent. It really is. I can see that. We did. Neil and I played for a very concentrated couple of hours.
Okay.
It was quite late as well for me.
Yeah, we got pretty far. We were really motoring.
I didn't find it challenging, I don't think. There was never really get stuck on it from the bit we did.
The only bit we got stuck on was when we couldn't see a door. And
so that is just we didn't even have to do any puzzle things. We just had to like, look in the right direction.
We just couldn't see the big door. It was a little bit like... I could see why this could be an amazing game to have at... on Christmas Day with the family.
Yeah, exactly. Like I feel like it depends on who you've played it with, probably more than anything. So yeah, I can't say it was good.
Ow! Oh, I took a bit for
that. What about Hades? What's
Hades is amazing, but
Hades is on my. I got to tell you now, Hades is my runner-up. So I can talk about that now. I think, Neil, you're a Hades fan too.
I am a Hades fan, but it's not on my list because I played it last year, or possibly the year before. So,
to me, it was. I just think that I just couldn't. Like, I didn't finish it, and I probably will never go back to it. It was one of those. It's a grind. It really is a grinding game, but it is so polished. I just can't think of many games. It Takes Two would be maybe like as you know where it just everything seems to work as it should. It was just I just thought it was amazing. Everything from the graphics to the acting, combat's exactly precise. It's as complicated as you want it to be. If you want a button mash, you can button mash. If you can build your character to be a button masher. If you want something more I couldn't fault it. Neil, do you agree?
I certainly agree, yeah. It's almost like I talk about games that people don't listen to me when they come out, and then they find them like a year later.
God, would you like some salt with
that chip? It's like you say, it's like even when it was in early access when I started playing it, it was extremely high quality, really well polished. And the only thing they were really doing with early access was more adding more content. It felt like there was a bit of fine tuning, I guess, but it was already extremely good when it was released in early access last year. So yeah, that's definitely, if anyone hasn't played that game, then they should probably, it's on, even have Game Pass especially, then you should probably get that downloaded and have a little bash, because it's definitely worth a free download.
So yeah, see, Ian's got it right there with Hades, but then he's got it wrong with his worst game. He says his worst game is
Control. No, that was absolute shit.
Oh,
I disagree.
No.
I hated it.
It was. I don't know. I didn't ever really find it difficult. I know a lot of people found it, like the combat, a bit a chore at times, but I really enjoyed it.
There were some tough combat points I had, but then there was a tipping point where I suddenly just became fine.
Yeah.
Really powerful and whatever.
It was key to like use all your little unlocks and make sure you were upgrading your weapon and things like that, and maybe finding the right type of, because the weapon changes obviously is one of the mechanics. Like, so you could maybe you needed the sniper pistol or whatever rather than the whatever shotgun type pistol we had. So, but yeah, I really enjoyed Control. So, but you know, each to their own, as they say.
Well, I would say Control is not without its flaws, for sure. But I'm not going to go into those or give much thought. But there was a lot that was great about it. So, yeah, I don't know. Yep.
Cool.
What else we got, Dave?
Forza. That was mentioned by. Who's that? Lord.
As a runner-up.
As a runner-up.
I feel like it's one of those games I'm going to play a lot, not a lot of.
I kind of agree. I think it's a worthy runner-up. It's basically Assassin's Creed with a car skin on it. Yes, and it's the same as Forza Horizon 4. Yeah, just in a different place.
And the same as Halo, according to you.
I think it was voted IGN's game of the year today. Oh,
was it? It is a great game. Wow.
It was an improvement on almost perfection last time around. So, you know, it was a pretty, like, 4 was an amazing game. But,
4, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just cleaned it up a bit.
Yeah, like, they have been ironing out some issues. There have been some problems with updates. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been a few updates that's broke it, and they've actually, but they've done a lot of fixes. There's been issues, but I think as a arcade racing game, it's great. It's really good.
Together. The good thing is, it is arcadey generally, but you can go and like do some pretty serious racing if you want. Mm.
Yes.
It is on my list, but I'm not going to tell you where yet. First game, 12 minutes.
It's quite noticeable. Sorry, just to say about 4, is it seems to be like it drops, and then people who love it just fucking devoured it.
Right.
You know, and it was just this frenzy of everyone just devouring Forza Horizon, and now like it's all gone quiet again. People are sort of just, whatever.
I'm still playing.
Oh, are you?
I'm still playing, but it's only dropped because Halo come out a bloody week later.
Yeah.
That's the problem. They're two flagship games come out within the space of 2 weeks of each other. That is just mental.
Yeah, two games you can put a lot of time into.
Hmm.
Yeah.
12
minutes, yeah.
Yeah, I can't really disagree with that.
No.
I feel like Christian did. I think he messaged me somewhere saying he really enjoyed it, but I was like, I don't know. Maybe I should go back to it. Maybe I just wasn't in the right mood. But
no,
I didn't really enjoy it.
I know people that have played it and played it and played it and still said it was stupid. Even when they got the ending they should have had, they still said it was ridiculous. So I'm not going to play 37 times 12 minutes.
It was
just to find out it was shit in the first place.
Whatever the story was, like, I don't think it really had any excuse for the jank that was in it, because it was like, it's a fucking like 8-foot square room. Why does janky shit happen? You can forgive it in like a Fallout or a fucking Skyrim if something weird happens, because it's this gigantic open world with all sorts of shit going on. But it was a very controlled environment, and I was just like, why is this not perfect? But yeah,
right. Anyway. Do you think this is a real case of gamers are just insulted by this game? Like, you know, you've given it so much glitter and promise and whatever like that, and then you've served us up a plate of turd, right?
I don't know. Some people definitely liked it. So
do they? You know. I just hear people slagging off all over the place.
Oh, you do listen to me about some games.
Some games.
I don't think I heard one person. No. Bongo. Did Bongo like Bongo? Did he play it? It might have been him who said he liked it. But no one else liked it. And then we've got Inscription, but I think he's just put that in there just to appease Neil. What's the sack his piece?
Well, he said it was the most over-mentioned game. I don't know.
The most over-mentioned game. Well, definitely.
Might be a little surprise coming up later.
Over-mentioned, underplayed. He hasn't played it. Has he played it?
No.
You played the demo. You haven't bought a game, have you, Fraser?
Oh, me? Sorry.
Who else has played
it? No, I haven't. No, and what bugs me is that Neil keeps railing on me. Like, look, man, Hades proves. I will get to it. If it's good, I'll get to it. I'm going to get to it.
Can't leave this game, though. That's the problem.
Come on, brother. Come on.
You can't leave this one, though. Anyway, I've got to talk about that in a little while.
Right. Let's move on to Christian then. What's he got?
Christian.
Inscription.
Fantastically bonkers, as Neil said. New World.
Wait. Okay, New World. Now, I haven't got a PC. No. Everybody I spoke to said they played it, servers were overloaded, then no one was on them, and it kept frying everyone's cards. So what has happened to New World since that all happened? Is it still a thing? Because I don't hear anybody talking about it anymore.
It's still
you
a game.
You certainly don't talk about it.
I don't talk about it, no. I don't even know when I last played
it. You
made
it quite a bit, didn't you?
I did play it quite a bit. But... have I even still got it? Oh, I've still got it installed. 19th of October, I last played it. It was just so much stupid going on. Like, I think I got to a bit where people were blatantly cheating. And this was after, like, they said that loads of people have been kicked off for cheating and they're putting in anti-cheat stuff, and it hadn't, or it had and it wasn't working, and I was just like, oh, I'll get back to it when it's calmed down, and I never did. It was not a good launch. The launch month was really exciting, and then everybody just ran out of steam, really, for me anyway, and for a lot of the community. There was all these headlines a little while ago saying, oh, 90% of players are not playing anymore. I was like, there was a massive take up when it first came out, a lot more than I was expecting, and that's just a natural progression of how a game goes. It nearly made my most disappointing. It didn't quite get it, though. But some people are obviously still loving it. So, I played World of Warcraft when it first came out. And I played that for years. And there was a lot of promise for the New World. It didn't quite get to where it needed to be to keep my interest. So, and I'm
Lord's
a
saying
lot,
there's
lot
too
older
many
now.
Issues with the economy or something in... When he didn't go back to it either.
Yeah,
loads of dodgy stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was. so it was a really good premise, and it was the whole economy of items was player driven. So you couldn't just sell your junk gear back to the NPCs. Everything, if you wanted to sell it, you either had to break it down or sell it for somebody else to buy and break it out. But because there was bots just going around chopping all the trees down, doing all the fishing, camping, where you mined all the ore for smelting and creating weapons, you couldn't get the items and they were being sold on the economy for like just either ridiculously cheap or ridiculously expensive, depending on which person had all the bots that was mining all the ore on that particular day. It was really weird. I don't know. It was good idea. Didn't pan out. So.
Can we, did we talk about Lord Had Omno as an honourable mention? Did we talk about that?
No, not really.
No, we totally ignored it.
That was outside the remit.
Yeah, he broke the rules.
I've got no.
You can talk about it if you want.
I've not played or heard about that game ever.
So. He's brought it up, so he obviously wants to talk about it.
Sorry, Mike. Fraser. Why did he break the rules? Because you're not allowed an honourable mention. Is that not?
Like, no, we are. We're allowed an honourable mention. I know that Christian was allowed because it was a good game.
No, I don't need to talk about it too much. But yeah, I just saw we'd missed it. Yeah, it was good. That's a nice little palate cleanser of a game if you want something that's not very big, but there's stuff to do. A little bit puzzly. I would definitely put that on your download list and dip in when you got like 20 minutes, half an hour.
Was it on PC or Xbox?
Still on Game Pass. Or...
On Game Pass.
Oh, okay.
Xbox. Yeah, no, PC.
I'm glad we went back to that.
It's all right. It's all right. I did mean to go back and 100% it, but I haven't. I will do that. I might do that when I get a Series S, which I plan to do at some point. Next.
Valheim, I think.
Hey?
Valheim?
Valheim. Valheim. I thought you said Valorant for a minute. I was like, what? Maybe I didn't say
that. Valheim. Yeah, spoiler, that's my game of the year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have someone checked that it actually was out this year?
It was out this year.
I seem to remember you lot playing that very early.
It was definitely February this year, I think it was.
Yeah, it was early. Okay. Yeah, great game. I actually like the game because of the social interaction with it and having everyone on and joining in for the bits at the end.
Thinking back, it was quite crucial that one person did something that made all that happen, basically, and Mark rented a server. Otherwise, I don't think the experience would have been the same.
No. No.
Yeah, somebody would have had to have rented a server.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it without. But yeah, Mark was the...
I did actually chuck him 50 quid on that when he did that.
Oh, so he's in profit then?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
I think we chucked him enough to cover the first month for sure. I know I chucked him a bit. I don't know what happened afterwards because I sort of just fell off. But.
It was great.
We basically did everything we could do in the game, and then
at that point, and I think
it's not finished. It's still not a finished game. So, no. But
there were bits where I went exploring with Matt, and there were just like walled off areas or whatever.
Go
to and stuff.
It blew my mind when we got into the ships, like. We explored the island. I was like, "Oh, okay, we're done." And then, like, just randomly jumped on a ship and went sailing off. And I was like, "And I was like, oh, this is a lot bigger than I realized." There was a lot more to that game. But yeah.
Yeah, if you have some friends and you want to go have an adventure,
that
game is probably one of the best I can think of.
I don't know if they're doing like dedicated servers, or I don't know if they're doing like that now. Because I remember the for us to get on as a group was a bit of a pain. It would be really nice if there was a much easier way for them to do it.
Well, basically, I think the solution is still the same. Like, you need to rent a server somewhere.
You know what they did do that was excellent was that I started playing with Matt on, and we were leveling up, and then somebody had the other world, whether I guess it was Mark when he rented the server, and it allowed us just to take our characters across.
Yeah.
We didn't have to start fresh or anything. That was awesome.
There was a lot of very good decisions they'd made, obviously, before it went out into early access, that, like, there was a pretty, you know, substantive amount of content there, really, for an early access game. There was plenty to get your teeth in. I smashed in, like, 200 hours, I think, before we stopped playing that. Or thereabouts, nearly approaching 200 hours.
Right.
In the space of like probably 2 months. So.
Yeah, see, I didn't get anywhere near that, but I still enjoyed it immensely. So yeah, and that was it. Other than the worst, the control and Inscription.
I didn't say Inscription was the worst game. I'm not having that. Not having you say that. He hasn't played it, so he can't say that.
When's that ever stopped anyone?
Okay. So how are we doing this format for the rest? We still have a couple of things here to talk about, I think. Or are we talking
should we do our games now?
Just do ours and we got it out of the way, haven't we?
Yeah.
Who's going first then? Come on.
Well, I've told you mine. Mine's Valheim, Game of the Year. Second, Forza. Forza Horizon 5, that is. And my...
You just basically slated it a minute ago, saying it was just about Assassin's Creed Car.
Yeah, I know, but that's the terrible thing. It is, and it's so addictive and good. And there's the single player, the map bit, each race you can do against the AI or sort of rivals, so you go against your friends' time that they've set, and then there's like monthly, isn't it, time? Sorry, I'm boring you, Bilge.
Just knackered.
The timed events I've enjoyed doing. Some of the bits were a bit cringe worthy, like the Eliminator.
I don't mind the Eliminator. I'm not going to think I'm going to win it though.
I've come second.
I don't like some of the you're amazing type chat all the time. So that really dumb my head in on that Dirt 5 as well, like all of the chit chat. But there's
a horn on Forza that sounds like a team's call is coming through.
Yeah. Oh man, one of them is the fucking Windows error noise, and someone was doing it. I was like, "What the fuck is going on with my computer?" Yeah. I was like, "Ugh, what well, a it was shit probably noise just putting a game."
It was probably just reinstalling the game.
So there's been a few issues. There's been a few updates that have basically broken.
Yeah, my updates tend to be the entire fucking game.
But it's broken computer-controlled. Traffic when you're.
I've got traffic now.
Yeah, I've got traffic now as well. Yeah.
It's back. Oh.
Yeah.
And my loading screens have gone as well after they did that little update last week. So that's mine's back to fix to how it should be. So.
Okay. And for some reason, it's the only game that plays that has got screen narration for me. So I open it up and it says, press OK to continue. Press down. Like,
yeah, you can turn that off, Dave. You know.
No, I can't find. I can't find
the accessibility options in the menu.
No, it's not though. It was
the first thing you did when you opened the game. It's like, are you happy with all this stuff? And you probably just went, yep.
Yeah, and then you try and find it and turn it off, and it's not there. So I just have that now.
It is
in there.
It's bloody not.
It is in there.
It's under accessibility, Dave.
What is it with IT guys?
I know, they just don't read anything. I think they know it all.
So what was
so that was disappointment? My disappointment was Battlefield.
Oh, that was it.
Battlefield.
Was what?
Battlefield.
Mm. Battlefield. Oh, yeah, that was
2042.
We knew that was coming anyway.
I've bought every single Battlefield game there's been. Apart from the one that wasn't really a Battlefield game. Hardline. Yeah, that wasn't a Battlefield game.
That was good.
It wasn't a Battlefield
game. Multiplayer was brilliant. The multiplayer was brilliant.
We say this every 2 weeks.
This is why you don't listen to me.
No, you're not listening to me. I told you it's shit.
The single player was gone.
I liked it. I liked it, grabbing the money and getting away and people
changing.
Yeah,
the multiplayer was awesome.
Cars and shit.
Because it was different.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. It's all right.
It still wasn't a Battlefield game.
Yeah, cool.
Anyway. But yeah, like, Battlefield 2042, it seemed like not even like a DLC that was not very good for not, well, one of the, I was going to say Battlefield 1, but.
Battlefield
4.
More like.
Yeah.
It's just such
a massive disappointment. I did try and like it. Like, I know we tried to play all together and that sort of failed, and then me and Neil played for a little bit together and Neil
I lasted two deaths and went, oh fuck yeah. This
is
shit.
I played for a few hours. But again, there was an update and I tried to play it. I really wanted to like it, but no. I didn't even do the 10 hours of like trial time, and I was just like,
yeah, I'm not sure I actually made 10 minutes of the actual game once it started.
I played one game, I think.
Yeah.
Literally. Didn't finish the game. It was shit.
Yeah. So that's my biggest disappointment. Because I wanted to like it and I love Battlefield games. I love the massive.
We even liked 5.
Yeah. and yeah, so it's just the shooting, the weight, the it was like actually landing hits.
They broke everything that was good. Yeah. They broke everything. All the rules that they have in Battlefield that make it different and good, they just completely broke all the rules and made it shit.
Yeah, you know.
Like you could have, because the whole point of Battlefield was you had an engineer, you had a medic, you had a sniper.
And you played your role.
Recon, whatever. And you played your role. And then they completely fucking broke that in this game. And like, anyone could have a fucking sniper rifle. And it was like, well, that's no good.
So guess what? Everyone's got a sniper rifle.
Medic's running around with a fucking... like, or the medic's there completely healing himself, picking everyone off every 2 minutes.
Yeah. Or they're filling themselves up with ammo. And, you know, having 100 shots just sitting on a mountain like a million miles away. It's like, oh.
They fucked it. They fucked it big time.
So,
yeah.
So there you go. That's my best and worst this year.
All right. I'll go next. Right. Game of the year, Halo. I fucking love this game. Absolutely love it. It's more than what I was worried, because it took so long to get here. I just thought this is going to be average. It is.
So is this the single player, the co-op, or the multiplayer?
There's no co-op.
The campaign. No co-op yet. Campaign.
Is that coming out?
I just love it. No, March, April, May, June, July, August.
May at the earliest.
That'll be campaign co-op of the year next year. I just love this. I like the open world bit. I've apparently only done about 40% of the main campaign, but I've done every single thing that's been unlocked to that point.
Oh, you've done been doing all the side stuff.
I've done everything. There's nothing.
It's not like in Assassin's Creed where you get sort of halfway through doing all that shit and go, I can't be fucking bothered anymore. I'm just doing my head.
No, I fucking love it. I love it. Absolutely. It's brilliant. I've upgraded nearly every, I think. Well, to say how far I am still, I've fully upgraded 3 of my abilities. I think I've need something like 4 or 5 more to upgrade the whole lot. But that includes 3 lots of whatever they're called. I've still got to find like 20 of these caches somewhere. So I know roughly how far I am in the game, because to the point that I'm at, I've got them all. And it's like about 50 of them. I think there's about 80 altogether you've got to find to fully upgrade. Because it starts off with, you need one upgrade point to do the first upgrade of each thing.
And 2.
Then it's 2. Then it goes up to 3. So you need 9 just to do the last 3 parts of the upgrade. I've got all the
skins.
What are them bloody things? Yeah, I found all the skins apart from 2. And it's just... Now, right, audio people are saying logs. That it's not really good.
Have you listened to all the audio logs?
Right. They're so funny. It's brilliant. It's actually fucking brilliant. People are saying the story gets lost, but the Halo is in this game. The Halos you've played before is still there. It's just that there's other things to do as well. Because if you just follow the story, it's just like playing another Halo. It's the same, isn't it? You go into somewhere, you clear a base, you clear something out, you have a fight at the end, and it carries on the story. That story is there, but there's other stuff. It doesn't get in the way because I enjoy doing it. If you don't want to do that shit, just go and do the story, and it will be Halo. But it's so good. The gunplay, you can't just go in and tear in and shoot up stuff. You've got to get a sniper rifle, pick a few off, work your way in, pick some of the grunts off. The strategy to it is brilliant if you take the time.
Because you were last playing it on Legendary, right? So did you change that?
Yeah, I dropped it to Heroic.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
You didn't wuss out. I might have dropped it.
Yeah, I have. I've dropped it down to normal now. It said I'd already done 20% on Legendary. So I don't know how it works now, because I did. It says I've done 20% Legendary. It then says I've only done 17% on Heroic, but I've done 47% on Normal. So I don't know how I would now go back.
Where do you see that?
I think
is that in the game?
It's in. It's on if you look at your achievements, look at the achievements, and it tells you how far you are per achievement. So it will say legendary, 17% done.
I'm on zero. It doesn't tell you which levels.
It doesn't tell you which bits of the campaign you did in legendary, though.
Guess what's coming out next year for an update for it? A level select.
Yeah, level select. That might be out before, mate. You never know.
But that's
weird. I don't know how they. I think. You know why that's not in there? Is because it's not like all the other Halos. Because you have this whole open world section. So it's like. Which links everything together.
I think what you could do is start the main mission on legendary, but when you've finished it, you can drop it back down to easy or normal, to come out the game, go back in, load your game, do the open world stuff, and then when you want to do the next mission, come out the game. It's a bit of a pain in the ass, but you've got to come out of the game, then reload it, and then change it to legendary. At least then you'd get all the campaign done in legendary. Shit, you could just go and
I suspect clear what will happen is just like the actual story bit will be like a sequenced thing that you can do.
It's so good. That grapple is just fucking ridiculous.
Well, that has changed
it's
the game.
It's so cool. Completely. Oh, it's mental. Stuff you can do. It's just you can go and swing off of something. You can.
You like Spider-Man?
Grab a gun in the air.
Spider-Man.
I hardly use the vehicle. I'm traversing the whole place with the grapple hook. It is mental. It's so good.
Yeah, that's good until like you accidentally got to do like a kilometre like up a mountain. And like,
you don't have no. Nowhere takes that long. Even in the open world, you can run around. It doesn't take that long. Get anywhere.
I don't know. I got pretty. That got old for me when I was streaming for you, Neil. Like, he was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I'm just grappling up a mountain for like 5 minutes.
Neil saved me some time today, actually, because I looked to see how far he'd got. I won't say anything yet. But one of his achievements was, Neil knows, do the guns in 20 minutes, the three big guns.
What?
Yeah, do you remember that bit where you had to...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I don't know if I did that.
Right. You did, because I would have just pooted around and took me time. And when I saw that, I thought, oh, fuck, there's an achievement for doing this quickly.
I didn't know that was an achievement. I didn't even notice that when I was playing it. That's the thing with
so I did it quickly.
So what is it? What's going
on? Oh, it's a part of the campaign where you have to do a certain thing.
But one achievement is do it in a certain time.
Right.
But I would normally be pottering about, pootling around, taking them all out before I got into the area. But once I saw I'd only got 20 minutes to do all three, I just fucking grappled straight to the task in hand. But if I hadn't seen it on Neil's achievements,
I don't remember that popping as an achievement, but I don't always notice it on the PC. But
anyway, right, so that's my game of the year.
It feels like that probably took me longer than 20 minutes to do that, but it's actually thinking about it, but I don't know, maybe. Apparently,
my runner-up is Forza.
Right.
Obviously. Don't really. God,
it's been a shit year up until October, then.
I know. And now this, I've put this in as my. It's not worst game because I said worst game or disappointing game. Back for Blood is my disappointing game, only because we haven't fucking played enough of it. That's what I'm
disappointed
about.
That was a bloody update as well, wasn't it? Sort of a Christmassy update.
If we'd played that more, that would have been close. Because I'm going by games I'm having fun with. And I fucking love playing that game. That is so... It's such a good game to play with people. And my disappointment is that we haven't played enough of it.
Yeah.
So that's why I've stuck it in there.
I keep saying I know. Sundays.
Sundays I'm at fucking work.
Well, time to quit work.
Sorry.
Football. Formula One. Football.
I think
ice hockey.
I think we've said it though. We'll definitely play more of it, and it's only going to get better. I think it's super janky. Does anybody get that feeling? It just feels a bit.
No, mine runs lovely.
I don't feel like it's janky.
I don't think janky. It helps. I keep saying that I keep on scaring the crows, and I blatantly don't. It's something else.
You might be having problems, Fraser, because when us three, one of us three are hosting, we're obviously on UK servers.
Not it.
Because a couple of times you've been the host and we've changed it over, haven't we? But it is good. It is a good game. It's too fucking hard.
It's very hard.
For a start. It's punishing. Yeah, but I love it. It's so good fun.
It's punishing because it can't... Like, you have to play it a certain way. You have to be tactical. I think that's what I like about it, is it didn't take long before we realized, you know, there's the great... I really loved was about the second time or third time we played, and we went, which one we played with Marcanix, I think. So unfortunately one of you guys were part
I think I jumped off.
Or maybe you were in it earlier. But we were really covering as pairs in the library, right? Watching out for each other while someone else did that. And that level of cooperation you have to take throughout the whole game. I don't think you can I don't think you can be successful at it otherwise. So that's my lasagna that just arrived.
Nice.
I like it.
So that's me done.
I'm definitely not uninstalling it, that's for sure.
No.
I've installed Paw Patrol today, so that might have got in there.
Shame you ain't played that already. that could have been the most disappointing.
We could have an exception and it would roll it over to next year, even though you played it this year. Okay, I'll do mine as my lasagna's just arrived. Neil's going to roll his eyes, but my game of the year is Valorant.
I'm not going to roll my eyes. I appreciate why it's good.
Yeah, I've just had so much fun. So for anybody who doesn't, you know, in February I left my job. I had like, how long was I off for? 3 or 4 months? Like, Valorant was just such a great part of my day, just, you know, playing around. And it still is. And then it just even got better when my daughter started playing it, and we were playing with her a lot. She's just left me. She just wants to play with her friends. So we've trained her in leather loose.
She wants to play with some people who are good, you mean?
But you know what? The funny thing is, she genuinely, like, we're generally talking about it. She was like, I feel bad, Dad. And I'm like, it's okay, right? You know, you want to play with your friends, and you know, you don't want to play with your dad and his 50-year-old friends, right? But yeah, you know, that was like, I think that was probably one of those like special gaming things with your kids, right? That just is going to be legendary for me. I'll be thinking about that time, you know, for the rest of my life. It was just amazing. And the same with a lot of the games that we have with guys normally. I played games today. I enjoyed them. I had great games today. I have some games that are terrible.
I'm only ever around, it seems, listening when you're having a bad time.
You know, it's totally, the thing about it is, it's totally dependent on your mood, I think, right? If you Valorant just, I realize, just amplifies my mood, right? If I'm in a good mood, I'm enjoying it, even if we're losing. If I'm in a bad mood, I hate it, and I'm just like, you know, aggressive playing it. It's whatever. It's an intense workout, game workout. You know, it really is. It's full on, and that's okay. That's what it is. I like it. To me, it's like, you know, a 1 hour workout a day. I played a game the other day, right? And all the people in it were going, how old are you? Are you in your 20s? Da, 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 da. And like, I just had to shut up, right? Can't, you know, just please don't ask me how old I am. I'm 50.
Hello, fellow kids.
I played games, you know, where I was like, you know, hey, everyone, nice, you know. Because if you're in the mood for talking to the team and encouraging everyone, you can be a really, like, asset to the team. I played one game where everyone was a bit negative right at the start because we lost the first two games. And then I was just like, come on, everyone, like we can do this, right? And I really managed to motivate us. We still lost, but we only, you know, but we took it to 13-10, right? And you could sense that everyone was like, yeah, that was great. It was really good, right? You know, and then I get a friend request from one of the girls on the team. And I was like, I'm not going to accept
that. I don't need to be investigated.
Nope, that's not going to happen. So I don't know, I like that. You know, it's been great. It's been really good, and it's becoming. It's super popular. It's not slowing down. You know, so that's good. That's Valorant. I'll probably still be talking about it for another year. My runner-up is Hades. I already blew smoke up Hades' ass earlier, so I don't think we need to go into too much detail on that, unless anybody has anything to add.
No.
But again, it was good. Good grind fest. Great. Tight. But my biggest disappointment, which you guys are going to go, oh, fuck yeah, is Battletech.
Oh.
Yeah?
That was the biggest
disappointment. I don't think that came out this year, to be fair.
We did that. Well, what did we say? We said it didn't have to be things that came out this year.
Did we say that? I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, we said it was what we've been playing, not what came out.
Yeah, we did, because I was going to put Sniper Elite in originally.
Right.
Because I played the shit out of that earlier this year and finished it and absolutely loved it. But then Halo came along and blew it out of the water. So.
Knocked it off the perch, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I got Battletech here. We had it all going. Battletech, which was like, you know, you have a team. I can't even remember now. What is it? Five mechs or something you go to battle with?
Four mechs, isn't it?
I don't know. I can't remember. Four mechs, you know, on a field, on a play area. And it was good. Like, it was really cool. I really started to get into it. We started to get a league together. You know, Greg DeLacy was in there. Matt, Mark, Sumu, Christian, a load of other people were in there. They were good battles. But the fucking servers were built on Dreams. And they kept, and there was nothing worse than playing a game 20 minutes, half an hour in, and you're in the zone.
If only it was only 20 minutes.
20 minutes, half an hour. I had three games of 3 hours. No, not 3 hours, about 1.5 hours. Crash. Just like at the end. Well, not even at the end, like at critical moments where it could go either way. Hour and a half in. It was like.
Yeah. I watched one game. I think it was one of the games between you two, wasn't it? There was just this.
We had a really, it wasn't too long, I don't think. Like, when me and Matt had a game that was just the longest fucking game, I was losing. And it was like, I had to go away because it was taking that long. I had to go and pick my son or daughter up from school, come back, and we carried on. And then, like, the whole time, no one was doing anything. It maintained the fucking connection. And then at about 3 hours of actual game time, it actually fucking crashed and wiped all of the protocol. I was like, fuck Christ off, I'm playing that anymore.
It was just brutal. It was brutal because I watched one of the game, you know, a couple of games that crashed because these were the league games, right? So it was interesting to see people squaring off.
Yeah, I think that was the one that fucking done me.
Very, very sad that we couldn't, because there was a lot of people, you know, even when you were getting your ass kicked, you were learning about the game and figuring out your own tactics. And yeah, it was just, it was really, it had so much potential to be something that we could still have ongoing. And they fucked it, didn't they? Really annoying.
Well, I think whether the right, you know, it wasn't exactly unknown. It was a bit of dodgy on the multiplayer when we started.
Yeah,
I don't think enough people play it to really justify them spending the resources and time to sort it out.
I think everything went to Mech Warrior Online, which is still supported and being updated and stuff. So yeah, BattleTech just sort of went to the side. It's great single player, but
we haven't found anything really to replace.
Well, there's a ton of mods for the single player. XCOM 2 is the only thing I'm thinking maybe. Because that you can pick that up for like well cheap at the minute, XCOM 2. Didn't sound enthusiastic there either, did it?
Yeah, if Matt can recommend it, then we'll all be on board.
Oh, right.
Well, I know Matt's playing Battle Bowl 2?
Blood Bowl. He's been playing loads of, hasn't he? Blood He's been Bowl. Playing with like, in like, not... Not semi-pro, but like pretty serious leagues, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He said something casually. He just said he had a game against some guy who's like nearly like in the top five of either the UK or the world. I don't know.
It was only about 10 people playing, so.
But they're all Stellaris now. my son's lured them into playing Stellaris, so they're all doing that. But anyway, okay. Neil, what have you got?
Right. Well, surprising absolutely nobody, my game of the year is 12 minutes. No, it's not 12. It's Inscryption, obviously. Like I said at the time when I finished it, I don't think I've ever played anything quite like it. And I can't really, like I said, I can't really talk about it too much because it's spoilers. So, but the things that are really set it apart from anything else I played are all spoilers. So I won't be saying anything about that. But just like, it looks very simple, but there's a lot going on that you don't notice, like you don't necessarily see at the time. Even like the demo doesn't tell you everything about that game, that's for sure.
No.
But just absolutely, there was a time where it got a bit like, I don't know, I was struggling, shall we say, a little bit. But then once I kind of got my head around it a bit, yeah, clocked what I needed to do and then just motored on through. And it's just had, it's now got a beta, what do you call it, endless mode in it for the first part of the game.
Okay.
Which I started to play earlier, but I don't know about that so much. People have been clamouring for it, but I'm not sure.
It was just like a single-player story experience for you?
For me, yeah, the whole package is just... The main original package is just... Mwah! So, yeah, easily my game of the year. I've got a couple of others. Like Valheim, as people have said, that was, looking back through the last 12 months, one of the key games of this year for me, definitely. And it is a long time, so a lot of people have probably forgotten about it, but it was, at that time, just something else. Like, I sucked all of my time. Hmm. Any type of spare moment or time I had, I was doing that, whether it was fucking digging a bloody hole or building some shack or doing some fishing or whatever. Everything in that game was just really well done, I thought. It's like I say, it's still early access. It's not even finished. Could be game of the year next year. Who knows? So that was great. And then I haven't talked about this loads, but Death's Door was a game I played, I think it was early summer. Yeah, that is awesome as well. So, but it can't.
Death's Door.
Just recently came out on PS4 and 5, I believe. It was Xbox and PC until just then. But that was great as well. And yeah, there's Forza, obviously, with another, and Halo have both been very good towards the end of the year, but can't recount them.
Oh, Death's Door. That's the one with the crow.
The crow.
Yeah, yeah.
That was just awesome. Do you want to stick a couple more in there?
No, that's done. That's me done for the game. Disappointment is 12 minutes. That was, well, disappointment. Like, I don't know. I didn't really know what to expect going into 12 minutes, but it was properly poo. Considering, like, the people involved in it and everything, and it's like, yeah, it's got some real potential. Before it came out, I was really interested. I was like, oh, that looks really cool, and it's got all these people in it, and that, and then it was just shit. So, yeah, bit of a disappointment, you could say. So that's it, I think. Buy Inscryption. It's on Epic Game Store on the sale. We can't
free.
Get...
Cause, is it for...
No, there's a £10 voucher in this country, but in this country, it's under the minimum amount. But in other countries, definitely the USA, you get extra money off. Some people might want to check that in other countries. That's what I'm saying.
I'll play it when it's free on Game Pass.
Shut up.
Okay,
so I think this is the first time I haven't mentioned COD in my any of my game of the year for about 5 years.
You haven't even bought it this year.
No, and that's why I ain't fucking mentioned it.
Even if you had bought it, you wouldn't be mentioning it.
Come on in, Fraser. Finish stuffing your face. What you got?
I've done mine.
Is he?
Hmm?
We've all done it.
Yeah. We've done.
Yep. Anyway, welcome back.
Move on. Move on.
Welcome back. Where? How was it?
Wherever you sure. went. Oh, Valheim. Okay, Valheim.
Hey, yeah,
you talked about PC games, game. Didn't you?
Yeah.
You talked about PC games. That's why I didn't pay attention.
Okay,
yeah,
so...
I agree. So how? What are we? Are we going to try and decide which of us?
No.
Are we going to have a? No, that's it. Okay.
No, we're all individuals. We don't need to have a communal game of the year.
Well, it'd probably be Forza, wouldn't it? Forza or Halo. If you cumulative points, if you gave everything some weight. Anyway, let's move on. We got a tweet. We got a tweet that we haven't dealt with. We're all sixes and sevens all over the place. Tweets now. Look how late it is. I've never read a tweet so late. I don't mention the name of Stuart Cullen after 8. What's this? lest be turned to stone. Come on. Let's get it done. Stuart says, in a week that saw Delta being outdone by a third party transformer. Did I miss something?
No, it's Omicron, isn't it? It sounds like a Decepticon or something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He says, is Stalker 2 planning on having NFTs? Is Stalker 2 planning on having NFTs metaversal bridge and then pulling a huge U-turn after backlash show that NFTs are a non-starter in gaming after all? Right, someone want to explain that? Dave, you said yes.
Yeah,
so what are you talking about?
Stalker 2.
Can you please convert that into English for me?
Stalker 2 was going to do NFTs like Ubisoft announced that it was going to be doing.
The thing with the Stalker 2 was you could pay them to put yourself in their game, I think.
So you were going to purchase and buy the assets of NPC, but it was going to be a very small, not like a story, and then your name was going to be on it or something, and then they were going to use that money to fund further development of the game. So they're just trying to flog this shit, and understandably there's a lot of backlash against it.
With the NFTs, I've made the conscious decision to not go and look them up and understand what they are. As far as I'm concerned, I'm just getting the general impression that somebody's figured out a way to put a unique spin on fucking graphics or something like that and sell them to
you. Basically pictures of monkeys, aren't they?
So, right, NFTs, simply put, is like a baseball card. So each baseball physical card is unique, but you can have millions of the same one. And each NFT, i.e. Baseball card, has a unique identifier within a blockchain of Ethereum. A baseball card, but it could be a video, it could be a GIF, it could be a picture, it could be a photo of a signed autograph of something. It's the image or whatever you want to put in is uniquely identified by the blockchain code, serial number, basically. But people think those things are unique, and if you own the NFT of it, you own the product, but you don't. You own that blockchain of it. So if I took a picture of the Eiffel Tower and sold that as an NFT.
You can't take a picture of the Eiffel Tower, I don't believe.
Well,
it's a piece of art.
Well, you could take a picture of anything and sell it as an NFT, as long as it's in the public domain.
That wouldn't be worth much.
The person doesn't own... They don't even own rights.
Buy your own.
Yeah. They don't even own rights to the picture. It's not something that they will be able to reproduce and sell, because they don't own the rights to the image. They just own the image.
It still makes fucking no sense whatsoever.
Exactly. And people are paying a lot of money
This is basically money laundering.
For something they don't understand. And, like, if real people are actually putting money into it, then they're massively misguided. Like art itself, it's just a money laundering and tax evasion scam.
Art? Money laundering? Tax evasion scams?
Yeah, because...
Controversial.
Because art isn't taxed. And buying and selling art isn't taxed.
I'm going to ask Tesco to pay me in art in future.
Imagine
I don't pay tax, actually. Because
they'll give you a little thumb drive with some, here you go, here's some NFTs.
Yeah. NFTs. It's the latest thing that people are jumping on. Don't get sucked.
The latest load of old bollocks.
Yeah, please, just don't.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it needs to fucking disappear quickly.
And that's all. See, that's
can
all.
Can we
that's
never that... mention this? Is this fucking NFT? Can you go back to Stadia, please, Stuart? Because this is even more fucking boring than Stadia.
don't give him ideas. Could be the NFT area.
Oh yeah. Anyway, Ubisoft. Have you mentioned that bit? Will they soldier on regardless?
Well,
yes.
Ubisoft.
Yes, they fucking will, yeah, because yeah, they're shitheads.
Yeah.
So there we go.
I would imagine Ubisoft is just like, well, look, everybody's willing to throw money at this and they're all excited.
I did read a take that basically, like, if, like, Stalker 2 is basically like an indie developer making that. So they probably need a bit of money coming in, whereas they could almost forgive them in a way for trying to get some extra cash in. But Ubisoft...
Neil is making a gesture with his hands, everyone, just in case, because you can't see that on the podcast.
I think the silence was enough.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Or will Ubi? So he says finishes. Or will Ubi still soldier on regardless?
Yeah.
So
of course they are. Yeah. Okay. Money. They've got a responsibility for their shareholders to earn the most amount of money, so they will.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Stuart. Appreciate that, mate. Right. Discord. Christian says, £82 for five of us to go and see Spider-Man IMAX 2D on Sunday, Christmas cheer or screw loose. £82 for five, IMAX.
If you're the only five in the cinema, it's great.
Christmas treat, yeah, why not?
How much is
it's
that?
It's not too bad, I think, to be honest.
2D is the best way of seeing it. 3D is, I can't see 3D, so... and that just means the whole.
He's getting his calculator out now.
Bit,
£16
each.
16 quid.
That's not 16 quid. Ain't a huge amount of money.
£82 is a bit more money.
Okay. Right. Let's go straight on to what we've been doing, and I'll go first because this ties in beautifully. I paid £16 for Amazon to watch the Bond film.
Okay.
So, £16 per person.
Did you stream it?
A family of four. I streamed it. Family of four watched James Bond for £16. I have never bought anything like paid for
rented
film ever.
Rented.
On any of these services.
Did
until
you get all your mates round? Get like a bit of an auditorium around your telly.
Just the four of us.
Charging them 5 minutes to come in and sit and watch it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Because
I did think at the time. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say we did it maybe a year ago with one of the Marvel movies. Like I paid the full whack.
Black Widow.
It was... Definitely not. I think it was the final. Anyway, fuck knows which one it was. One, the one where loads of them get together and Spider-Man makes an appearance. Hmm. I don't know. Like most.
Could be fucking any of them, to be honest.
Yeah, fuck knows. Anyway, all I know is I look at it and I go, I can't believe I paid full fucking pop for that. But I can believe that the whole family wanted to watch it, and so it was worth it, right? You know, it was as an event, it justified its money, and I would imagine that's probably the same
right
thing for the
passage. Jack said he wanted to go and see it last week and all this bullshit was starting to kick off again. I thought, oh, do I want to sit in a fucking cinema with a mask on, blah, blah, blah. So I said, look, we'll just rent it. And
initially I thought, I can't believe I'm paying 16 quid for a one-off hit of this film. How much is a DVD now? 8-9 quid? If you bought a film that was already out? DVD. If you went and bought a DVD, how much is it now for a film?
Probably about 8 quid.
10 quid.
They used to be about 20 quid.
I thought 16 quid was a lot of money just for a one-time hit. And it even says, once you start watching this, you've got 48 hours to watch it, and then it fucking goes.
And self destructs.
But
that was Mission Impossible.
We all sat and watched it, big screen, Dolby Atmos. Bloody brilliant. Whack the volume up, turn the lights off. We could have just been in the cinema.
And you could pause it halfway through.
So, yeah, exactly. That's what we did.
If it's a film, I wouldn't do it just for myself. I wouldn't pay 16 quid just to watch a film. But like Fraser said, if we all want to watch it, I'm going to do it again. Because it was perfect, really. Got the drinks in, got some snacks. All sat round. We don't sit as a family. We never sit as a family anymore. No. I can't remember the last time we all sat and watched something together.
I think that was the last time we did it in this house.
There's value in that, isn't there? You know, there really is value in that, for sure.
Yeah. So I'll do it again. That's pretty much all I've done this week, to be fair. Lisa had a bloody booster and was ill for 4 days.
On top of
having her operation a couple of weeks ago, so she's had a bit of a rough time of it. So I've not really done much. All I've done is played Halo. When I haven't been at work, that's all I've pretty much done.
Sitting down to watch football.
With 20% off this week, we went on Wednesday, we done the food shop for Christmas. 216 quid I spent.
What are you buying now that's going to be all right at Christmas?
Crackers.
There's Christmas cake, Christmas pudding, Yule log.
Okay, you're not having a dinner, just eating cakes and
beer.
Pudding.
Well, we can't get the turkey yet, obviously, and the veg, but everything else, all the bits and bobs that go with the trappings. But thanks to Mr. Tesco's, by the time I got my discount and my club card, it was down at 140 quid. So,
how many cans of these I've got? This is cans of Peroni.
What, in front of you? Or?
I didn't even...
Not in front of me, in my hand.
He's playing Tin Can Alley, like.
In a couple of weeks' time, I could shoot 60 of them.
I didn't even know you could get cans of Peroni.
Yeah, so that's a bit more ecologically friendly.
Yeah, see, I don't...
You can't be asked to get to the bottle bank. Yeah, but I have to go to the bottle bank. It's a fucking ball ache.
No.
I could just put these in my recycling.
You can't put glass in your recycling.
Well, we don't have glass recycling around here.
No, we do.
It's not fancy around here.
Really?
I have to go to Tesco's to put it in a fucking bottle bank. It's not like I go there.
Where you work.
I have to walk to get to the fucking bottle banks.
Who's next? Shall I go?
Oh, he's moving us on.
Yeah, we're going to move.
Since you're in a hurry.
So I have only got things on here that I've been watching. I can't think of anything else interesting I've been up to. I watched that movie Parasite. So the Korean movie, South Korean. Has anyone seen
Korean, it?
It?
No.
Well, I thought this would be of interest to you because you're a bit of a fan of the old Korean stuff. Yeah, well, you know what? There's not much to talk about. It was all right. It's definitely worth a watch, but it's better to talk about it with people who've watched it because it's a little bit off the wall.
Right. Okay. Is it a horror film of sorts? Psychological thriller type thing?
No.
What is it?
Not really. No. More black. It's black. I would say it's a black comedy.
Right. Cool. Yeah. Okay. Okay, yeah. I can get that.
And I will give it its dues. I mean, it was interesting to watch. They're really good. The family in it is excellent. And there were definitely a couple of points where I was just crying with laughter. But that being said, there were definitely a lot of points where I was like, that's a bit weird. So it'll be interesting to see what somebody else makes of it.
I want to watch that. So,
because it got a load of Oscars, right? So, you know.
Yeah, it won the Oscar, the big one.
Did it?
It won Best Picture the year it came out.
Shouldn't have done that.
It was a slack year, obviously.
Well, maybe they're trying to curry favor with Korea or something like that. I don't know. That's a bit odd. I don't know why that won. But anyway, there you go. I didn't say that. You know, it's different. I don't know. Anyway, but I've been getting into The Expanse now.
Where you up to?
Dave's got to. Have you watched this, Dave? I can't remember.
Yeah, I've got
I think
to
we've had this conversation like ages ago. Yeah.
I watched the first half a series, I think. Maybe a bit more than that. I can't remember how far I got.
Right, so The Expanse is this, you know, this drama that's set in outer space, well, between Earth, Mars, and mining colonies, and whatever else is to come. And it's a very famous set of books, isn't it, Dave?
Yes.
Right, I think it's. I haven't read it, but anyway, I keep hearing people go, "Yeah, The Expanse is really good." I started it like 6 months to a year ago, got a few episodes in, and then dropped off. And then I went for lunch with somebody a few weeks ago, and he had all the Expanse books on his bookshelf. And I was like, "Oh, I started watching that." He goes, "Oh, yeah, it's brilliant. It's just amazing. It's such a great story." And I was like, "I got to go back to it." So I've gone back to it. And I think I've turned a corner with it where I can just now chew through them, you know, one every couple of nights or something like that. I still have no fucking idea what's going on. Like, I need to go back and read the plot summary on Wikipedia to understand the basis for what is happening. Wow. But I've watched enough of it now that I'm invested in the heroes, you know, the main characters, mm-hmm. James Holden, right, and his crew.
Yeah.
And then I also like some of the other bit players who are coming in. You can see where, you know, there are crossovers going. And they've made it really, really – and it's made really well. Mm. It's really, really clever the way they've shot some of the scenes and whatnot. But you're right there, Neil. What's tickled your fancy? Something you'd like to share with the rest of the class?
No, it's me and Pilch are chatting in the chat.
Right. Oh,
attention
okay.
to the Twitch chat.
Okay.
Right. I said it was no Schmigadoon.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's definitely not a Schmigadoon. Yeah, it's all right. It's okay. I'm going to keep watching it. I like the fact that I turned the corner between trying to figure out this fucking weird plot, very complicated with all the factions and politics and stuff like that. But I actually like the fact now that I just like the characters. And so now I can just watch them do their thing. And it doesn't pull any punches either. It's pretty gruesome in parts, but it's not overly shocking.
It's brutally honest about like life and death and living out living out or dying out in the emptiness of space.
They do a very good job of making you realize that there's, you know, if this was really in the future, they do a lot of very clever things where they make note of something that's not as simple as you might think it would be, even 100 or 200 years in the future, whether it's some sort of like observing the laws of physics, which you suddenly then realize loads of other shows and programs completely ignore, right? Yeah. These guys seem to like take advantage of that, or they're very good at, you get a good feeling that the politics or whatever are as relevant as they are to the politics of today or something, and people will still be fucking assholes in the future, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. And just decide because somebody or something a group of people are not at the forefront, and they can be ignored or disregarded. It's the politics are really clever, and how they portray what people and humanity will be like living these vast distances away from each other, and how it changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
People.
Yeah. And I'm going to have to go back and redo that politics side of it. I can imagine how the books are really good at being in depth on that sort of stuff. So, that's pretty much it. Watched a little bit more Arcane. Did anybody get on that yet?
Not yet.
Anyone? Fucking hell.
Maybe when it's free.
When it's for free on Game Pass. Yeah, I know. Right? I could see that. I could see it coming a mile off, couldn't you? Hey. Are we that predictable?
Some of us are.
Very good.
Very good.
Who's next?
I got
me. Dave. Yeah, Dave, okay. What you got?
So I started watching The Witcher.
New series.
Today. The new series. New series came out today.
Is it the whole series has dropped?
Really?
The whole series has dropped, I think.
Oh, fuck, I'm watching that all tomorrow. I like that.
No streaming this weekend then. Only streaming Netflix.
Paw Patrol.
It picks up straight after the last episode of so the war happened between two nations. I can't remember what the nations were called, but the Witcher.
Something beginning with N, isn't it?
Don't know.
Can't remember now.
But yeah, the Witcher is looking for Yennefer. I think his love? I can't remember. I should have really gone back and watched the first series, because I've been looking for
Yennefer's the sorceress.
Mage, yeah. Is it? Yeah, who helped defeat the island army that was in sort of coming up to the border. I think she did some bad stuff. So she's kind of shunned. People assume she's dead. But you find out that it's not that simple. It's really funny because the way the series is structured is that each episode is like a separate story that happens within it as well. And it continues with that. The Witcher, he comes across a old friend of his. Under some weird circumstances, and the story sort of progresses through his interactions with his old friend, but it concludes.
Is this an old friend we haven't seen before?
It's an old friend we haven't seen before.
In the TV show.
I don't know if it was part of the actual game itself or the main books.
You played through all the games?
No. I played through... two, I think it was, or three. I didn't play much of three. I played most of two. None of the DLCs or anything. But yeah, it was great. You can just watch one, and you're very satisfied with that, or smash through them, because they're all great little stories with an overarching story throughout. So yeah, I'll be watching that this weekend as well. I did send a photo out of a Tim Hortons cachet of food that I picked up yesterday, because the new Tim Hortons opened in Northampton, just down the road from me.
Exciting stuff. Tim Hortons is the thing, right?
Yeah. I got the signature. I wasn't that impressed with it, to be honest. Well, one, it was cold. Because it was
We need to get Tim Hortons listening to this podcast. We can give them more customer feedback than they've ever have had before.
Tell you what you're saying, it was just a slightly better McDonald's.
No, actually it wasn't. I went on opening night.
Are you all going to the same one?
It was massively busy.
This is the problem here.
I just don't think they make them to order. I don't think they. I think they're made and put in a box.
On an opening night, they probably stacked a load up, didn't they?
Yeah. The
The one we went to was just total shit.
Right. The fries that we got, the crosshatch.
Putting up with this.
The crosshatch. What are the fries called?
Waffle fries.
The waffle fries. Pilcher's left. No, it's going back now. The waffle fries. I was expecting them to be crispy.
Oof, well, expectation. There's your problem.
Waffles. Waffle fries.
The chips.
Like crisp. Like a bag
first
of crisp.
First, he expects his food to be hot. Fucking look at Lord Fauntleroy over here.
He got that burger and he went, "Sorry, mate. Did this come out of a tin? Because it doesn't fucking look like it."
I don't know. It didn't look great. But yeah,
I'm gonna have to come up your wine.
I expected the chips to be like crispy, but they were
like Burger King fries with their Teflon coating.
But just stiff, basically. These weren't. These were floppy.
They're not supposed to be.
Well, I don't
they're
know.
Not crisps. They're chips. They're not crisps. They're like.
Well, this could get confusing.
Right.
Anyway, Dave was not satisfied.
Well, the burger wasn't hot. I can kind of let him off on that because it was opening night. The fries or whatever they're called.
I mean, why would they want to serve hot food on their opening night?
Let the excitement die down and go back another day when it's been open a couple of weeks and they've been trained.
They're desperate for your business.
It definitely had a unique taste. It didn't taste like just a burger. I think it had like
MSG
chorizo sauce on top, which gives
it has got some sort of
so it was a very sauce. Distinctive taste that isn't like a McDonald's or a Burger King. So that was nice. I enjoyed that. I had the Timbits, whatever, like donut holes. So it had like 10 of those, and you get like a chocolate and a strawberry and a ginger.
Whatever they fucking
what
got.
What consistency were you expecting before you bit into one of these?
Well,
then?
I was actually
what
expecting like a donut-y, like, the consistency.
What, and like a Sainsbury's jam donut?
No,
like,
well,
or a cake donut, or a Krispy Kreme, like.
Yeah. More of a Krispy Kreme or like a Tesco
and what did
own
you,
brand.
What did you get?
It was a cakey donut.
What the fuck is a cakey donut?
It was a lot
more
donuts. It's like a ball of cake.
Yeah, that's it. So a donut is light and fluffy and has air.
See that to me.
Full of grease.
Full of grease. But glazed. Whereas these were, imagine like a chocolate cake and just getting a bowl of that and then putting the surrounding like that. Like a very much denser.
Yeah. That's like their chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chocolate dips are like that. They're quite a dense, chocolatey, cakey type thing. Yeah. But not all their donuts are like that. If you get this is here.
Right.
So here you'd have like their Boston creams or like the maple dips or things like that would be more light and fluffy, more like a Krispy Kreme type thing.
Right. So that's what they're expecting, but you know, I don't know. It was and also, I asked for a Coke Zero, and they gave me a bottle of Coke Zero.
They gave you a Coke Zero.
Yeah, but not
they
in
gave
a
you what you wanted.
Not in a what I was expecting.
These guys are fucking real.
Not in
what he wanted for. He's not happy.
You know, I could have just gone to the shop and bought a Coke Zero for like 50p.
You could have got a really horrendous version of a Coke Zero.
You wanted
Zero.
A fountain drink, is what you're saying.
You know what it was? They said, this cunt's going to moan about the Coke. Make sure he just give him a fucking bottle of Coke.
No. So anyway.
Coke was too... Was it too fizzy?
I had to.
It's too liquidy.
The ongoing saga of Tim Hortons.
So, I'm willing to give it another go, but yeah, when it's died down a bit and like I can actually get some hot food, but also they on the menu because they do something with tuna. I think they do a tuna melt and something. There's a bit on there saying. Everything may include crustaceans or mollusks.
Are you sure you went to Tim Hortons?
I definitely went to Tim Hortons. So, I had to stop by McDonald's for the missus because she's definitely allergic to seafood and mollusks. So I went, but she had a triple cheeseburger and chips.
Ooh, it's too much.
I bet she was still hungry after that, though.
I know my stomach is rumbling when you said it.
She gives one of the burgers to the dog, so she actually has a double cheeseburger, and the dog gets a meat pate.
A small amount of meat.
Yeah.
What was wrong with that? Too cheesy, was it?
I, No.
Or was it just the right amount of cheese?
Fine, thanks.
What's did you put some fucking beef in this cheeseburger for?
So
what was the consistency of the bun? How was the bun? Do you think that was alright?
It was not too dry, not too moist. It was a brioche bun, so it was quite sweet.
Oh,
so.
Fucking brioche! Arty farty thing.
That's what you get at Tim Hortons, isn't it? Brioche burgers, buns.
And well, I can tell you anyway. I can tell you, my wife was away, like I said last week. So Saturday, I was like, really getting to the end of my tether, fed up of cooking. And I was like, come on, kids, I'm going to take you out for lunch or dinner. But it's only 3 o'clock. I'm starving. Fuck it. Let's go. So we went early doors to a burger restaurant here in town. It was fucking amazing. Just everything was great, right? Great burgers, great onion rings, great fries.
I have to ask a question here. Just before you'd gone to this burger place.
Yes.
Had you been on the gummies or the vapes?
Probably. Probably. It
didn't really fucking matter.
The weekend, it doesn't matter. The weekend, all bets are off. No, it does. I don't like, but, you know, it was a good burger. It was like, yeah, it was good.
Was it an independent burger place?
No, it's a chain, so Baron probably knows about them.
Tom Hurtons. Did you get an Uncle Burger?
No, so, that's A&W. So
last bit I was going to talk about today was I keep on seeing these adverts for Starship. I don't know if anybody else gets this. It's the robots that bumble about. Starship. It's those robots that bumble about with stuff in them. With
I thought that was Amazon.
Well, there's Starship around here, and they deliver groceries from Co-op. Or Tesco, I think they do. So I thought, I'll have a look at them because I see them around our area. So I was like, I wonder if they do that. Well, I live on the wrong side of the road for them to deliver. They're not allowed to cross the road to our house.
Is it one of those that can only turn left?
Can they not cross any? Is it only they can cross some roads, but they can't cross major roads or something?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah,
have they got cameras on? Because I know, I've got to be funny. I'm not being funny. Like, someone must have just flipped one over and left it on its roof.
Well,
stuff like that.
Actually, I'll share a photo. When I went out the other night, there was about 10 of them all crowded in one place.
Over the place.
They've all got to this zebra crossing and none of them know what to do with it.
They're all just looking at each other like...
Yeah, I'll share the photo later. It's actually quite funny. But I thought, I'll check. And it's literally they're not allowed to cross the main road that probably doesn't...
You live on the wrong side of the tracks, don't you,
Dave? Not unless there is a responsible adult with them.
Yeah, I think because there's no decent crossing point for them, they're like, nah.
Wasn't there some robot that used to help people cross the road? Is that like a distant relative?
It's Charlie the cat. Is it Charlie? Charlie says.
No, he told you not to go off with pedos.
I did. Charlie says, don't bugger off with pedos.
That was Darth Vader, wasn't it?
David Prowse was the Green Cross Code Man.
Yeah, he had a little metal Mickey type thing with him, didn't he? Phaser nose. Yeah.
I'm too young for that.
Listen to this cunt. Whenever he doesn't know something, he says, I'm too young for that.
Yeah, well, at least he's got that card to play, eh? What else we got then?
That's it, that's my week.
Right, I'll be brief. I've had my jab today, a third boost. I'm feeling all right.
Excellent.
Good.
Maybe it's the beer, but I'm feeling okay.
Got mine on Sunday.
When are you gonna book in your fourth boost?
I don't know when that's becoming? Gonna be. Is it like give it a week and then after?
Every about March, I think we're gonna need the fourth one. Yeah.
So feeling all right. I had my fister today. That's the first time I've had that, and we'll see. I feel all right so far. It feels like someone's walloped me in the arm, as it normally does. But other than that, all good.
I'm under the impression there's a lot of COVID going around the UK right now. I took text messages this morning. A friend of mine, his wife and four kids have got it. And then another friend of mine just got over it. And I just like, holy smokes, who isn't getting it over there?
Well, we've got that Omicron going in like fucking ape shit. So.
Are you all wearing masks everywhere now?
I am.
The fact that you all don't go yes is just staggering.
Indoors. Not no, outdoors, but I mean, but indoors.
No, right, but what I mean is, what? Like, generally, I'm getting the impression that, like, not everyone is wearing masks.
No, there's definitely more than there were a month ago, put it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not everybody.
Yeah.
But they're not, like, they're not mandates that...
They are mandatory, unless you're exempt.
Right.
Oh, fuck me.
And that's only if the place that you're going to actually enforces it, which I don't.
Yeah, no one's allowed to enforce it. It's only the police that can enforce it. So if someone comes into Tesco's without a mask on, they just come in. You can't say anything.
Right.
So unless the police are going to come round and arrest every single person in Tesco that ain't got a mask on, what are they going to do?
But the thing is, there just shouldn't be that many, should there? It's just crazy.
There's definitely not that many, really.
Not many. No, but it'll be a whole family. If they come in, it's the usual sort of people. It'll be like probably sort of 25 to 30-year-olds, mother, mum and dad and... Two One kids child. And neither that mum or the dad will be wearing them. You think, well,
there's definitely been a few of them, apart from the fucking idiots. Chin maskers in as well. Usually, like, if there's a man and a woman together, the woman's usually wearing a full on mask and the bloke's got it around his chin. I'm like, no prizes for guessing which one's the most intelligent out of you two, then.
You know, anyway, that's COVID for you. The beard is very sensitive to COVID, so you've got to
protect exactly. If you didn't cover up your beard, it'd just be filled with COVID.
Now, they don't. Rumour has it. Travel to France again or something. I read today that they're all...
We're not allowed to go to France anymore unless you've had a negative test, I think. So, anyway, this is not supposed to be dragging on. Let's not start talking about that old shit.
All right.
What else have you done?
Okay, I watched a film. I watched a film that's new to Amazon Prime called The Wrath of Man, not The Wrath of Khan, The Wrath of Man, which has...
That sounded better in your head.
Jason Statham in.
Oh, you're always safe with the Statham.
Yeah, and it's directed by Guy Ritchie. They're back together. And the first 20 minutes,
is
I was
he
like...
putting on?
I don't know. It was definitely normal Statham accent. This is like the last film I watched with him, I was like, I couldn't understand what the fuck was going on. But it was for the first 20 minutes, I was like, this is looking like it's going to be properly shit. And then it was actually all right. It's not the best film I've ever seen, but it's probably worth your hour and three quarters of watching if you like a bit of Guy Ritchie type. It's not like Lock, Stock or anything like that.
No.
Is it wife suitable?
I think so. If your wife is in Sister Jason, he doesn't get his shirt off. Or
my wife is in with the stave for sure.
I don't remember him getting his shirt off or anything in this one. But yeah,
and my wife, it would be like too much violence, like bloody violence, gore and horror and stuff like that. You know, generally a good old flick, and
it's a bit of a not even a thriller, more of a. It was good. It was all right. It was pretty good. Like the first 20 minutes, you're like, you're convinced it's going to be shit. And then it's like, oh, actually, it's all right.
Yeah, I'll give that a go.
Then I finished Dr. Brain earlier on this evening, which is the Korean weird, fucked up drama type show that I've been watching on Apple TV. On the whole, extremely good. There's a couple of bits that are a bit like, what the fuck? Like, really? But because this is the show, like he does like a Spock mind meld with people, but they have to be dead basically for him to like go into their memories and receive their memories. He's got like a super clever brain that like means he doesn't get completely fucked up by looking at other people's memories, and he can sort of still maintain his like normality, but he can see what other people have seen in their lives and shit, and pretty cool. But I'm not going to say it, but there's one thing that's just a bit fucking daft. But and if you watch it, you'll know exactly what to do. But
that just one season then?
Yeah, there's only six episodes. Probably like over 6 hours in total of Apple TV. So it's good.
I forgot to mention that I sorry, Neil, but I'm not that I'm going to take away any of your time, but I forgot to mention that I finished that Goliath with Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay. We got to the final of the first season last night. And we're going to carry on. So that's on Amazon. I still recommend that. We're going into season two. So
I can't know if I watched season two or not. I definitely watched season one. Can't remember.
Yeah.
It was a while ago I watched that. And then lastly, very briefly, I bought myself a cafetiere in the Tesco's, a double-walled aluminium job. And I've drunk some proper coffee. No, it was just a Tesco one. For the first time in a long time. No, it wasn't value. It was a Fox and Ivy. But yeah, so
Fox and Ivy.
It's very good at keeping the temperature because it's almost like a thermos type thing going on. It's like double, so it's like.
Oh yeah, okay. The French press is what they call them here.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh right, okay. Cafetiere, right, okay. And so I've had proper coffee for the first time in ages, and it means coffee's nice. One. And two, I've had less coffee because I was like, actually, that was really good. I don't really need to have another cup of coffee. So, all good so far.
Wait, how did you drink your coffee? Because that's how we have like
freeze-dried instant coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but I used to drink a lot of that. So it's probably A, nicer, and B, I'm going to drink less coffee overall. So, yeah.
It definitely, A, is nicer. That's for sure. Mm.
I've been buying some Taylor's. Taylor's, it was whatever number five is. Can't remember. Dark roast or something. Quite good. So, yeah. Real coffee. Far superior to instant coffee. Even if it's good instant coffee.
That's it for me. Did you used to have a cafetiere? I don't know where it is. I've got a...
Yeah. Well, we've got a proper... I've got a big filter machine and with an espresso... pump and all that shit on, but it's fucking massive and takes up loads of space. So, and my mum and dad have got a Nespresso, but I definitely don't think they're that all out either, to be honest.
Nah, Nespresso's are not. Oh, right.
Espresso, I think, makes an okay cup of coffee, but you know what my wife did?
Made a cup of tea?
She made, with some fabric and a little bit of insulation and some Velcro, a little cozy for the cafetiere, and so it stays hot, like, because you want it to sit there and steep for a while, right? But if with this, it just keeps.
Well,
it
this
nice
one
hot.
Says the coffee I had. It says it brew. You leave it for 4 minutes and then you press it.
Yeah,
and it's been.
Are we calling it something different every time? This cafetiere.
I think cafetiere is like what we used to call it. Here they call it a French press. Dave's got what I would call that.
Well, French press sounds like. You know, it's like, I don't know what
I thought Dave was making some sort of Turkish concoction.
Yeah, see, I have two
of them. One of them shisha pipes or something.
Yeah,
that's
what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know what this is called. This is.
I call that a Belletti, but I don't know what it is. It's. So that uses the pressure from the boiling.
Is that where you put grind your weed or something in there?
Yeah, you put your coffee in there, you put water in that bit, and then you put that on the stove and it. Forces it through.
No, this just boil a kettle and stick some coffee in the thing. Press the thing down like later. It's proper coffee.
Yeah, this is like
that's coffee. Good for making it espressos.
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, coffee good.
You do all that, look but you can't grate coconut.
Look at that. Old Neil is getting he's getting cultured now, isn't he? Look at him. He's got proper coffee now. Mm. Yep. Yeah.
Well, you know what else I'm going to have to do? I'm going to go for a week.
Have a piss.
Oh, okay.
You haven't finished telling us what you're doing yet.
That's everything I've done.
That's it.
So it's time for me for a wee.
All right. So are we done with what we've been doing? Yeah. But there's a test at the end. Right. Let's then. Okay. Let's move on to what we've been playing.
A, C, A, B, A. That's the art. That's what I'm going to put down in multiple choice.
Dave,
shall we start without him now?
Oh, yeah. Let's start without him. Dave, do you want to go first?
Yeah, of course. I've been playing some Idle Champions of the Forgotten Realms this week.
Okay.
Next.
It's an idle battler. It's been out for a while, actually. 2017, I think it is. It uses a lot of the characters used for Dungeons & Dragons and other fantasy role-playing games.
Are there orcs and elves in it?
There are orcs and elves and mages and paladins and all those good stuff. if you're into it. And it's an idler, and you set up a team, it battles for you, so like it, and you go on quests that have different rule sets against them, like depending on what type of character you can have in them. You add your characters, your heroes to in a formation, and they you sort of build them up so they have lots of cross like multiplication of each other things. It's really simple, really easy. I saw somebody playing it. I went, oh, it looks easy because it's an idler, and I put it on, and it's just sits in the background while I'm doing other bits and bobs. And then
on
I go
your
over
PC.
To it on my PC. I'm not sure if it was on the mobile, but yeah, it's easy. If you like that kind of stuff, if you like your idlers, it's a good one actually. There's loads to it. It's quite a lot of depth if you want to do it. What else have I been playing? Obviously the Halos and the Forzas. But the other major game I've been playing this week is Crusader Kings 3. I forgot I had that on Xbox Game Pass, but I let. Last time I stopped playing it, I let my Game Pass lapse. But obviously, I've been picked Game Pass up again and picked Crusader Kings 3 up again. Started a new campaign on Iron Mode. Iron Man Mode? Iron Man Mode.
Is this the one where you can have bloodlines and stuff like that?
That's it, yeah. I played a lot of it last year. Yeah, picked it up again. It's great. I love it. It's one of those games that I will pick up, like I'll start playing at like 9 o'clock, and 4 o'clock in the morning I go, fuck, I should have gone to bed.
It's one of those again, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's just one more turn. I'll just do this one more thing. And yeah, so I'll continue to play that, and it's a great game. I haven't even sort of finished a whole. Because the timeline goes up until, like, I think it's the 1400s, something like that. And there's no real winning to it. It's just, like, do what you can with your bloodline, be as big as possible. But there's loads of mods that you can get for it. There's you can turn it into the vampires and werewolves and have, like, bloodlines within them and it creates a whole sort of lineage about vampires, and there's no real sort of aging death, but you can kill each other and take the vampire strength from sort of older vampires or, you know, younger vampires. I don't want to go through all that, but I want to do a proper playthrough from start to finish first. So yeah, I'll be playing that for a little while.
I think I saw somebody posted something on Reddit where he was showing off his most fiercest warrior was the woman he was married to, who was this Amazonian woman who only went around naked or something. I don't know, it was something really, really bonkers, right? Of
yeah,
this very, very macho wife he had, who was just this killer in battle or whatever. It was just hilarious.
Yeah so within that, yeah, so there's religion, there is a religion that, like, clothes are illegal. Yeah, like all the
that would be
clothes are illegal.
Yeah. But also you can have gigantic or the politically correct short people, which are and then, like, yeah, like if you accidentally like the amount of times that things come up that you've slept with your sister, and like it's so random, it's so weird, and yeah, so you get like inbred children, and basically you don't want that blood to go through your lineage.
Definitely don't want that, do you?
So you've got to sort of get rid of them, so to speak.
Lock them in a tower or something.
Yeah, that's one way to get rid of them. The quickest and easiest way is just murder them. But you don't want anybody to find out, because then you're classed as a murderer. So yeah, there's lots of really weird and fun things that happen, and you got to roleplay. You got to roleplay as the character. Obviously, if you die, you go to your lineage, and depending on how that's set up, it's like the first boy or the first female, or it's even some of the way you go through is actually voted by your other vassals of who you should be playing, like your AI vassals, and yeah, it's really interesting. There's lots to it. There's lots of depth to it. So yeah, definitely go back to that. So that's it. That's all I've been playing this week, really.
Next. All right, Neil, you want to go next?
I can do. Excuse me. I just pulled one of my earphones out. So I have been playing more Forza. Was it this week? Must have been this week. We set the new times. Was that this week?
That was this week, yeah.
So the monthly, what do you call it? Monthly rivals. Set a new time for that. Did we not talk about that last week? I can't remember. Anyway. So there's new monthly rivals times to beat. I know, Dave, you beat my time and then I beat you back.
And you've massively smashed it again.
And I was pretty happy with my time. And then I told you, like, literally within seconds of me beating your time, someone else on my friends list had beat my time. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I went back and beat that time. So I chipped away a bit more of my previous time. And I was pretty chuffed with that. I was like, yeah, nailed that. I beat them by a good margin. And left it a couple of days, come back on, and they'd fucking beat my time back again. I was like, you bastard. So I'm now 0.07 of a second behind them again. Wow. So I'm like, oh, that's definitely doable. So I dare say I'll be fucking grinding away at that at some point.
Is the Christmas stuff on it yet? The snowmen and shit.
The snowmen this week of the new season. I did everything, like, got unlocked me two cars from last week, whatever it was, summer, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And there was hitting Christmas trees and fucking candy canes was in the game. Now snowmen are in the game. So there's a whole load of accolades. One of the things in the many, many fucking things that you can do that aren't necessarily on the map, but are in the menus. It's called accolades, and there's like a time limited, like winter season one, holiday season, load of things to tick off, and it's like hit so many snowmen in a certain type of car. So I was driving around in a Mazda for fucking ages the other day, because that was one of the things. But I realised after about half an hour, there's no fucking snowmen when I was doing it. So got to go back and do that again. But yeah, it's just, well, we've said it all before, really, and it's just fucking great. And they keep, like, it'll keep freshening things up enough for you to go back and do stuff. It would be quite cool if there was a weekly rivals event, I think. That would be quite cool. Like, the monthly rivals, like, can go on a bit, and then after a couple of weeks, most people are like, I ain't fucking doing that anymore. I've done as much as I'm going to do that. Or I'm quick as I'm going to get. I'm never going to get any quicker than that. So it'd be good to have a weekly one. Yeah, so that's basically Forza. Just go on, see what he's doing for the seasonal events and go and do those, which is what I do. And that's usually like unlock some cars and stuff. Sorry, something just started up downloading. I was a bit like, that's weird.
It's not Forza again, is it?
No, it wasn't Forza. I was definitely going to go fucking pause it if it was Forza. What else? I played a bit more Icarus. Not played loads. Just been fucking smashing rocks and stuff, doing the normal, like,
survival stuff. Have you done stuff, the basics. Proper game yet?
I haven't started the proper game still, so. Because this week has been largely about Halo. So I've been playing loads of that. And I finished the campaign on Heroic.
Oh! Finished it.
How
much further after what I mentioned earlier, did you have to go?
I don't fucking know. Because you do, if you're doing everything, like... Because if it's like you go around a corner...
Yeah, but just...
Find something that's not right, on the map, and stuff like that.
I've done Pelican Down, and I've moved to the next bit of map. And then about four different things have now opened in the main campaign. So how much
have you done any beacons? Have you done any beacons yet?
That's what I've just opened, the beacons.
Right, yeah. That takes quite a while to do the beacons.
Then after the beacons. Me anyway.
It's getting there. It's getting there towards the end. But, you know, there's still... Okay.
Like, there's not much map left, so there can't be much more.
No. There's definitely, like, well...
How many hours, Neil?
I don't know.
It doesn't say, does it?
They said, like, people were saying, oh, it's only like a 7 or 8 hour campaign. I'm like, I don't know how you're fucking playing this game. If you straight line the campaign, maybe, but like, I don't know. Well, I'm playing on heroic, so it's taking longer that way anyway. Mm-hmm. Also, but you can't see how the battles are really fucking hard.
You can't see how long you've played because it tags it in with multiplayer as well.
Yeah.
So it says days played. Neil's played for like 2 days and something, but he hasn't because a lot of that was multiplayer time.
I did play quite. It might be 50-50 multiplayer and campaign.
Okay,
I don't know. That's a lot of campaign hours. Maybe not quite 50-50.
I was doing a lot of stuff. So, is it worth me just jumping in talking about it now so we can just get all the Halo done and out of the way? Because Pilch has got it too.
That's all I've got, so I'll be done.
So I've got. I started up the campaign this week, or whenever it was. And pretty much like a couple of days after it dropped. And I'm loving it. I think it's great. It's the perfect trainer that I need to train me up to play multiplayer later on. I had some fucking grief starting it. You guys saw my text messages when I was just trying to get it all installed. I had a morning of problems with it. But once it got going, it was great. It was running like a champ. 60 frames all the way through until I got to the outside world. Then I started getting some dips. But even with the dips, I'm just like ignoring them and I'm getting engrossed in the gameplay of which it is so, so great. Just Pilch said it earlier, you know, that I'm playing it on heroic. So it's not a cakewalk. I have to be careful.
Definitely not later on.
And, you know, but just the AI, you know, that was what was great about Halo. You know, just the fact they fucking, you know, they step away and disappear around cover and you don't know where they are. And then you start going, sometimes they surprise you and they've moved the other direction. And
I definitely feel like the brutes are not as clever. Like there's the characters that are brutes, like there's because they're shielded and stuff. They definitely do a lot more, just standing there for you to shoot at. Like the elites, they're in the game and they are fucking arseholes. They're just a pain in the ass to get to.
Well, they jump
out of the way and fucking...
But I do like the brutes. Like there are some fights where the brutes do exactly like the name said. They do what they say on the tin, right?
Well,
there's
several types.
They brute force you into like, suddenly you got grenades flying at you and shit like that. And if you're on heroic, you can't take too many hits, right? If they catch you,
you're done. There's
several
types of brutes. There's ones that charge at you and they are... fucking assholes, because it's like
they
take some killing, and especially on heroic. I don't know what it's like on normal, because I've only played on heroic, so I don't even know how to compare it to the normal. But they, if you get one of them, it's bad enough. But when fucking three of the fuckers are after you, it's like, oh fuck, you like that grappling hook is like going zoop, everywhere around the fucking like room to get out of the way.
It's good.
If you grapple the ones that are charging, as long as you've got the electric charge on your grapple, then that stops them instantly. So you can grapple into them, hit them, and then they sort of reel back a bit and be sort of frozen. Then you can get away from them. So sometimes it's best to go towards them rather than keep trying to run away because they just keep fucking chasing you.
Yeah, amount of times I'm like fucking massively panicking, hear them grunting and like going running after you, like fuck, run away.
Yeah, you can't outrun them. You can grapple away from them, but you can't outrun them.
Yeah,
it's good. So it's good.
I just like all the voices, all the chatter.
Yeah, Yeah, there's all that sort of stuff is great. It ticks all the Halo boxes, I think.
There was a little grunt that got, like, I don't know if he hit him, I don't know where he was. He was like, got launched towards this guy, and it was just like something he said. It was just fucking hilarious. But yeah, some of the little barks that are great when you listen to them talking and stuff.
It's fun. I lost myself in it. It was really, you know, once I was in, just cruising through all the levels or whatever like that, and just, it was nice. Yeah, it was really nice to be back in the Halo world. It felt way more like the Halo world than the last one did.
Yeah, it's weird, you know, though, because, like, where now, like, there's this open world part of it. That's, like, people used to love that about, like, the original Halo. It was like, oh, you never, that was, like, different. You go into this, but it was just a mission in the old Halos, and now it's like how you get to the missions. It's like you can just spend fucking ages just fucking around in the open world. Like, you'll come across like a little base that isn't on the map, and then you'll have to kill them all or whatever, or just fucking ignore it and go off and do something else. But a lot of people were worried about this whole going open world thing, but I think that's probably one of the best things about this new one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because my experience could be absolutely different from anyone else's of what I've decided to. I can tell you, I've gone out and I've gone for a straight. I'm clearing everything that's on my map. So I've gone straight to the south corner, and I refuse to skip anything that's down there. So I'm trying to work my way through now. I think I'm doing all right. There was some guy down there who had some super. There's some base down there I had to take over, and they were bigging up how big and bad this guy was. But there's some great weapons in it, like the semi-automatic rifle. Man, once I had my Valorant eyes on him, he was fucking toasted. It was great. Yeah, he was done. Headshots all the way through, just pummeled him. In fact, all the people I left behind, that was more of a challenge because. You had to, you know, some of them, you got to get in a little bit closer for the fight, and then they're dodging around all the boxes. It's fucking enjoyable. I got to say, I really, really enjoyed it. Yeah, I'll definitely be going
shooting
back.
Is on point. Every gun, the needle is a bit disappointing this time, but every gun is so satisfying. And it shoots where you point it. It's never you think, oh, I was a bit
one
off
thing,
there.
Pilch, you're not gonna know. Neil, you're playing mouse and keyboard, right? I'm starting to notice when my shots should definitely not have hit, and they hit. Like I'm playing mouse and keyboard. It's like there's an aim assist. There's a level of aim assist even with the mouse and keyboard, where some of them I can understand, like, you know, maybe like the energy weapons, which go like, you know, like a charge shot on the when you that's a pretty slow moving projectile. So a little bit of leeway on shooting someone, say, from mid range. Give me a little bit of help on that one, because it's a big slow ball of whatever. But the rifle shots, I'm definitely hitting shots on guys' heads from fucking miles away and knowing that there's no way that should have hit. So
that sniper rifle is still fucking awesome. When you slap someone in the chops with a sniper rifle, it's just like, ooh, fucking feels good.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about anyone. I like the way it gives you a nice smack noise when you've taken a guy down to like a hit register. I don't remember them ever doing that as prominent as before.
Yeah, it's a really good indication of when to like focus on a different character to try and take out. Because
to move on. Yeah. Yeah, it's slick.
But, the sound is one of the best things about it. I play with headphones all the time. I haven't played any just looking at the telly, because the sound is just bloody brilliant.
There's not many games, but this one, I definitely unplugged it at the weekend and just fucking cranked it up. Had the subwoofer and everything going. It sounded fucking insane. It was really good, really, really good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the problems is if you're not listening, you can't find the fucking logs and that, can you? Because they're so faint. Whatever the fuck was that? So that's why I have my headphones on, so I can fucking hear where it's coming from. Because
I'm enjoying that when that suddenly stops me in my tracks. Like, I'd be in the middle of a fight and I'm thinking, what the fuck is that?
oh, it's one of those things, right? And then you start going off, like, I better go find that, right? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
It's a good guy.
I wonder, yeah, it is. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how much, if I get to the point where I did the other ones.
Yeah, bear in mind how long it took them to get here and what a shit show it was. Everyone thought it was going to be. I'm so surprised at how good that's turned out. I think it's brilliant. And I've had no glitches, no crashes, nothing. It's run absolutely perfect. Not one issue, I don't think. In like 25 hours of play.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I'm still dipping in and out of the multiplayer. I find the multiplayer extremely enjoyable. In that, I'm not good at it, but I'm not totally shit at it. So, I just play a couple of games, maybe. Well, I don't know, might play four or five. I might just play one or two.
Sorry, Dave.
I was going to say, I think it's quite similar to Destiny multiplayer, and that's why you probably get on with it.
I thought it's much more forgiving than Destiny is way closer to COD than Halo.
Do you reckon?
Multiplayer. Yeah, you fucking die so quick in Destiny.
I'm just trying to think with the shields and the health being.
Yeah, you move so quick though in like Destiny and in COD versus to Halo.
Yeah.
You've got a sprint now, but it's not like fucking. You don't. There's nowhere near the same movement speed as those other games. And I feel. I know there's definitely cheaters around and stuff. I don't have any experience firsthand of it. But I know that a lot of people on Xbox are complaining that they always complain about PC cheaters. I'm like, well, I play on PC all the time. I don't see that many, so I don't know how you're getting them all, or whether it's just the usual gobby crowd.
Yeah, man. Every time you get killed, it's obviously a cheater.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I don't know.
You wouldn't believe the amount of cheaters in Valorant.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I like it. I'm looking forward to
multiplayer, and I'd hope that we can all, at least.
Well, yeah,
two
I was just
going to
say, you
together.
Can call me if you call me back in. I definitely will get a better experience. So I haven't.
I know
played
we played a little
yet.
Bit. But...
Yeah, but I didn't enjoy it because I was just getting slapped. I had no idea what I was doing. But now I've played a few hours of the campaign and been in some really hairy fights.
Thing is, you don't have all the tools in multiplayer that you have in single player. Like you don't have the grapple shot in multiplayer.
That's fine. That's fine. Mm. It's just, I just needed to get used to the keys.
Or the droppable shield, which
well,
is very
bollocks,
handy.
The main problem is that Halo makes fast use. Like you, in other games, you'll have a grenade, or in other games, you'll have whatever. But Halo makes fast use of grenades and your melee. Right? There are not many other games. Maybe COD. I can't remember how much grenade throwing there is in COD.
Well,
I suppose it's quite a bit, but
a bit of grenades, but the melee's not as big a feature, definitely.
But the problem I have with Halo is I don't know where to put my keys. Like I need somewhere to really get to grenades quickly, and there's times I wish I was
how
playing
many
with the controller.
Buttons you got? You know, I've only got two. Couple of buttons down the side.
I've got a couple of down the side, so one of those is
one of them's grenade, and one's nah bollocks. You don't need to reload there. You can easily reload.
That's funny you say that because I was thinking about it, like just sitting there on my drive home today, and I was like, "What the fuck? Do I need that reload? Like, maybe I should move that. That's fucking."
In fact, if it's further away, it'd probably help because you'll be clicking it all the time if it's on your right.
Hang on, I might do that. How do you select a grenade then?
N.
Because on the Xbox, you just press the D button.
Okay. B is grenades.
Cycling change. Through your different grenades then?
Yeah, B on
N,
the computer.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know why it's N for
it's
you, it's B for me. I haven't changed anything, it's B.
Okay. So one's to chuck it and one's to select to cycle through the three
G,
different types
G
of
would
grenades.
Be throw grenade, I assume, on the keyboard.
Yeah.
Which is like quite close to your movements. Keys. But B is to cycle through for me, which is I don't really in multiplayer. I'm like, it doesn't really matter what fucking type of grenade I've got. I'm just fucking lobbing it.
Okay.
I'm not really changing, rotating through because it's too frantic. Like,
yeah, Pilch, make no mistake, it's fucking brutal. right? You know, and that was the thing. When I went from, it was PUBG that made me do it. PUBG was the first game where I went, I need to learn how to fight with a mouse and keyboard. But it took me fucking ages, right? And it's not, and coming to Halo, that's why I've had to do the campaign, because it's still fucking hard with all these buttons and keys and figuring it out. I sound like such a fucking old man, right? It's so difficult with all these keys and things and buttons and lights flashing. But
the thing is, you've played, I've started playing this Halo mouse and keyboard. And I'm like, if I'd have played like Destiny, I played fucking years on a controller and then came over to PC and I was just like, I just plugged a controller in because I was all right with a controller. But then when you do finally switch to mouse and keyboard, and like if you've got a mouse with like extra couple of buttons on, which you've like literally you've got your right click is like usually zoom in, left click is shoot. And I've got two buttons on my thumb. Like one is the melee button for me and one is the grenade, throw a grenade on every game. That's how I set it up. So like rather than fucking switching across from like right strafe over to like H or some fucking key, like three of keys over, it's just on my fucking mouse button click. And it's a bit like you got so many buttons on the controller. It's just like a bumper button to throw a grenade, isn't it, on the controller?
Mm.
So it's just the same.
Yeah.
Don't have to think about it. It's just like click.
But yeah. You have to learn it. You have to get used to it.
Well, have the same controls in every game,
I don't at all.
Well, that's where you get wrong.
My PUBG sprint and go slower reversed between PUBG and Valorant. So I always
shift is
like
always sprint. What are you talking about? Shift is always sprint.
Valorant shift is go slow.
No.
There's no sprint in Valorant. Always anyway. Bad. All right. Well, Halo's not going to do. We'll hear more from Halo then next week for sure. What else have we got? I've still got
one more game.
Hurry up.
I played and finished another game this week, which I started this game and finished it the same week. That was The Artful Escape, because I know a lot of people were talking about how good that was. I thought, oh, it's game of the year time. Better fucking play through another game at least. Pretty much knew which ones were going to be my games of the year anyway. But it's fucking quite good, The Artful Escape. It's
the one with the guy and the guitar.
Yeah. So you're not like game-wise, you're not doing a great deal. Like it's sort of.
Any wonders why we won't play Inscription?
The gamey parts are kind of just like almost like not auto runners, where you are pretty much auto running. You've got a couple of jumps to do, but like it's sort of mostly about the story. And there's like a little bit of Simon Says, like copy the patterns of at certain points to do like the boss battle type things. But the story is actually pretty cool, and the music, the visuals are fucking. It's like fucking Bill and Ted meets Yellow Submarine. It's great, as far as I'm concerned. I thought it was cool for, like, whatever, 3-4 hours, whatever I've played it this week. Maybe 5 or 6, I don't know. It's not hugely long. But, yeah, it's, like, cool. You get a chance to name your character. You play as, like, the guy you play as is, like, the nephew of some super famous, like, folk singer from this backwater town in the States or whatever. So, and you're, like, sort of supposed to replace him because he dies. But you don't see him die or anything like that. He's dead, basically, when the game starts. And you're like, everyone thinks you're going to be the next him. But you don't really want to be a folk singer. Who the fuck wants to be a folk singer? You want to be like a rock god. So you know, with this, like, battling yourself to, like, this is what everyone else wants me to be, but I want to do this kind of thing story. But it's fucking batshit. Like the story, and you go off, and it's like I said, it's like Bill and Ted meets Yellow Submarine. It's fucking good, I think. It's really cool.
And so that's my background. Is that on Game Pass, is it? Or
it's on Game Pass.
I played this for the first 5 minutes and then I switched it off.
No, it's good. You should play it. It's
but
good.
I probably that's didn't give it a fair shake. You did the same?
5 minutes, literally turned it on. He strummed his guitar over the hills. Then he went walking off to the left, and that's when I turned it off.
Yeah, it's good. It is good. You should definitely, like I say, if you're like, Like I say, the music, there's music literally all the way through the game, and you can just
two
like,
versus one. Dave, well, I don't care. You're
irrelevant. You talk shit anyway. You should definitely go back and have another go because it is.
Can't cool. I uninstalled it?
Well, it doesn't take that long. It's not mega download. Baron knows. Annapurna Instax is a seal of quality for indie games. Not quite as good as Devolver Digital, I'd say, but yeah, good.
Cool.
All right then. Maybe I'll go back.
It's fun. It's good.
Spoiler: I won't.
No, good. I can't. Anyway, I didn't actually get to say what I call myself. I forgot, but at some point in the game, you have to name yourself. So I call myself Henry Vack.
That sucks.
Oh shit!
But whenever it says your name, it does like the Bill and Ted. That's really fun.
Yeah,
very good.
Is that it? Are we there? Sticks?
No, I think after mine, Pilchton is Neil.
I've done Halo, Valorant. I've talked enough about. Simon Tatham's Puzzles is the last one I have on mine, which is, I was listening to the Veteran Gamers, and I think they had an email from a listener who said, oh, Duke, if you're interested in puzzle games, you should try this one called Simon Tatham's Puzzles. Oh. I think it's on Steam, but it's on the iPad, whatever that, what the fuck do you call the Apple iOS. Store these days? Whatever. And so I downloaded it and I got my wife, we were going somewhere which was like a couple of hours away, so I actually just sat in the back seat while she chauffeured me to this place, and I played on the iPad in the back seat of my Jag. It was fucking brilliant all the way to this place, and I just played these puzzle games all the way. They're brilliant. It's really, if you've got an iPad and want some puzzle games to while away the time. I think it was free. Yeah,
must be, if it was you that's playing it.
Yeah, it must have been.
What's the story?
I'm pretty
like?
sure. What's the what?
Story like.
No story. No story. No story. So it's pretty bare bones. Like, it's just, you know, you load it up. There's a menu screen of all the different puzzles you can play. Everything from like Sudoku type. But a lot of them are basically the sort of games which are small playing area, maybe a bit puzzly. Maybe you got to like, you know, figure out a way to get lines from here to one place to the other. But I think basically what he's done is, I mean, really what he's done is he's scoured and grabbed the best of them. I don't know if some of these are copyright people or they're by other people, but he's made his own versions and they run perfectly, perfectly well. Yeah, if you like Sudoku shit, or what's that one
I
used to
do? Oh, there's a new Picross game coming soon.
Picross, that was it. If you like that sort of shit, then you definitely want to check out Simon Tatham's Puzzle Collection or whatever the fuck it's called. It's really good. It's too small for the phone, but for the iPad it was fine. So yeah, I got nicely stuck into that.
On Amazon, yeah. Fire.
They're supposed to be pretty crap, aren't they?
I've like got Amazon thing. Fire 10.
Are they? Was it any good?
No.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
so
it was like 80
it.
Quid. It was well cheap.
Yeah, they're pretty cheap. I that's all I've got. I'm done. Anybody else got any more games they want to talk about? Or are we going to start wrapping up? Are we going to play any Back for Blood this weekend?
I'm working Sunday.
Yes.
Oh. I've got a new game, Price.
It's time to get up.
Who, me? I don't know. About 7 or 8 o'clock. Got a dog walk and stuff like that, but I'm up early.
That's
1, 2 o'clock. I usually be on about 2 o'clock your time.
Anyway, while you're sorting out your fucking diaries, I did want to say that Epic Game Store are having their sale. The sale season is kicking in. On PCs, I assume there's sales on Xboxes as well, and PlayStations. But Epic are doing there is a sale, plus there is the £10 or local equivalent, currency equivalent coupon thing, where if the game is over a certain amount of money, they will automatically discount it by a further in this country, £10, which is £13.99 or more. And they've now upgraded their store so that you can add more than one game to your fucking cart at once. And every game that meets that requirement will automatically be debited by £10 in this country or your local currency equivalent. So you can pick up some decent stuff pretty cheap. Cyberpunk is on half price on the Epic Store, and with their tenner off, it's like £15. So,
want to go back to that at some point.
You do. It's like, I don't think it's finished being sorted out, but it's definitely in a much better place, I think. Well, the PC versions were better anyway than the Xbox and PlayStation versions. But yeah, it's supposed to be more than half decent now, I think. But
Inscription and Death's Door bundle, Fraser. Can't go wrong with that.
Inscription, yeah. You can't. I saw that. There's Inscription, Death's Door, and there's another one, Loop Hero. Pony Island.
Where's that one? Is that on Epic?
Deathloop.
Steam.
Yeah.
Oh, right. No. Yeah. But how much are they? Yeah, but Inscription is on Epic. Like I said to you earlier, you need to check that out because you might be able to pick that up for literally about $10.
How much? Oh, fucking not hell, free. Sunshine. What do you think? Well, I made of money. There's no money bags over there.
It's like a fucking pound or something stupid. Epic. But you couldn't even buy a pack of fags for the same price.
I have no idea. You definitely couldn't, no. Not anymore.
Not that I smoke anymore.
Okay, all right. Dave, do you want to do your thing?
Yes. Right. Thank you very much for listening to the Seal Podcast. If you'd like to ask us questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Seal Podcast, email us at sealpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on our Discord. Our link is provided, pinned to the Twitter. We have YouTube and Twitch channels, which we upload and stream to regularly. And on that, I just thought I'd quickly... we had a Twitch recap email. I'll put the details in. We've streamed for 223 hours.
In 2021?
In 2021.
Yeah, we didn't start that in the beginning.
No, we've only been doing it like 3-4 months. So, quite a lot really. I was quite surprised. I know we've been doing this... the episodes for about 2 hours each. This one's about 3 hours, to be honest, this one. So that's only 10 or 11 hours of that, and yeah. I didn't realise we'd done so much.
We did do 24 hours in one day, though, so.
We did do 24 hours, but that's
24 and a half, actually.
Yeah. But that still leaves 190 hours that, we've just... done, and that's when we can bother to straight. So I was quite just pleasantly surprised about those hours. So yeah, if you're listening and you watch us play some games, we'll be on. Oh, dogs wanted to go out. Yeah, I'll let you out in a minute. And yeah, that's it from me. Next week I'm only working one day, and then I'm off until after the new year. So.
Lucky you.
I'll be getting some more.
Yeah, cheers for that, Dave.
I'll be getting some hours.
Way to make us all feel good.
I am working every night until 10 o'clock next week, so I shan't be on if you're going to do a show.
Yeah, we'll have to.
I'm allowed to miss one. I haven't missed one since I've become.
I don't think we'll be doing one.
Since I started getting paid for it.
Or the Friday after, to be honest, because I'm not sure I'm going to be allowed to do shows on the next two Fridays.
I can't.
No. But we'll have a chat offline about what we're going to do.
Christmas Eve next week. Do it or you can't. Where's your mum there or something? Allowed.
Well, if Fraser wants to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and start, we can do one in the morning with everybody's.
I can pop on for 10 minutes before I go to work.
We'll figure it out.
You finish at lunchtime, though, don't you?
Lunchtime? It's more like breakfast time.
Oh, Well, there you go then. I won't be starting till 4 o'clock.
When is Christmas anyway?
Dave's off. You're normally finished. So
Christmas, a week from today.
Christmas Day is on the Saturday.
Okay, so it's not far away. All right, good.
I think if we're gonna have one out, it'll probably be a very short one.
We'll figure it out. If we can get, I think we'll just have to, like, if three people can get together, that's a show, right? Yeah. And if somebody, we'll just, you know, whatever. I think
we'll work something out in the next couple of weeks. Well, I'm sure it won't be 3 weeks till the next show, but it might be.
No, it definitely won't.
Might be on a Tuesday.
Unnecessary.
And there's the Christmas boot in. Come on, okay, right. All right, well then, thanks very much. Thank you for everyone who contributed to all the shows this year and contributed to the Game of the Year stuff today. Very well done. We will catch up with you when we can catch up with you then. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
See you soon.
Bye.
Laters.